There's just one little thing I've got to make come true. There's just one heart I've got to win. I can't be the loser with you. And baby, baby, just once in my life, let me get what I want. Girl, don't let me die. Just once in my life, let me hold on to a good thing I want. Don't let me down. Baby, say that you'd be staying, 'cause I couldn't face the day if you weren't here by my side. And if you went away, then I'd be left without any pride. I've given up on schemes, 'cause everyone fell through. I've given up so many things, don't ask me to. Baby, baby, just once in my life, let me get what I want. Girl, don't let me down. Just once in my life, let me hold on to a good thing I found. Don't let me down. Baby, say that you'll be staying.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
the set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On the final Sunday afternoon game this season at MGM Park, the Biloxi Shuckers go for the series victory against the visiting Birmingham Barons. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella, Garrett Green. And here on a sunny afternoon in Biloxi, because our games move to 5:05 every Sunday here on out. So this is the final 1:05 first pitch game we'll have for you this season. The Shuckers, though, leading the six-game series here, 3-2. With a rout yesterday, 13-3 Shuckers victory over the Birmingham Barons. Shuckers broke many season highs, including a franchise record 5 home runs. They went back-to-back-to-back home runs in the seventh inning, but also season highs in runs, hits, extra base hits, and their largest margin of victory. Another story is, well, that kind of gets hitty because of the offensive explosion was Tyler Herb. 6 innings for him on the mound. 6 shutout innings, I should say, as well. And his scoreless streak now up to 15 1/3 innings. Walked 2, struck out 3, and allowed just 4 hits. Only threw 70 pitches as well to get through those 6 innings. He is currently now number 2 in the Southern League in ERA, just in front of Jared Schuster with the Mississippi Braves, who we'll see on Tuesday. But again, the Shuckers is looking to close out this series with a victory today. But recapping the ball game yesterday as well, all 9 starters recording at least 1 base hit. The top 5 men in the order, multi-hit game. Sal Frelick, Joey Weimer, and Felix Valera with 3 hits. Dillard and Reitz with 2 as well. Tristan Lutz, though, one of the big stories yesterday, was activated off the development list, was on the IL before that. And he comes back with a big game, 3-for-4, 4 RBIs, a season high for him. And coming in to score 1 time on the home run he had in the 4th inning. And then double down the line in the 8th inning. Reaching base 4 times, also had a walk in there in his first plate appearance back. So Tristan Lutz is back in the lineup. Pretty much the same lineup that the Shuckers used yesterday, and why not? When you're able to get 13 runs on 17 hits, you really don't want to change much if you're Mike Guerrero. We'll give you the lineup later here on the Shuckers pregame show. But first, Garrett Green had a chance to chat with Jackson Reitz, who was one of the 3 players that went back-to-back-to-back home runs in the 7th inning. It was Valerio, Dillard, and Reitz. Don't want to miss it here on the Shuckers pregame show. That's next on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 14th for Girl Scouts Night and a chance to see the one and only Amazing Tyler perform during the game. Get to the gates early to receive a free Shuckers team poster presented by Mealy Printing. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Welcome back on the pregame show, joined today by Shuckers catcher and designated hitter Jackson Reitz. And Jackson, before we talk about the 7th inning last night, I want to ask you how you're doing, because you've gotten drilled on your leading arm back-to-back nights for a hit-by-pitch. How are you feeling today?
Hey, Garrett, thanks for having me. I feel fine. 2 strikes, just tried to get on base and got me in my arm, but all good.
And how much does, you guys get beat up behind the plate on a day-in, day-out basis. I'm not saying you guys are tougher than everybody else, but I'm sure you guys know how to take those glancing blows a little bit better than other players.
Tools of ignorance. You just kind of get used to it over time. That's our job, so that's what we do.
All right, let's go to the 7th inning last night. So you come up, obviously, Valerio hits his home run inside of the left field pole. Dillard works an 8-pitch at bat before he hits his. So you come up, first pitch, what did you see in that, and what lined up for you?
Valerio and Dillard had 2 really good at-bats, and I was just trying to stick to my approach and get a good pitch to hit. I wasn't really worried about what was going on, but got a good pitch and took a good swing, and that was what we were looking for.
Have you ever been a part of back-to-back-to-back home runs before in your career?
Actually, it was the second time in the last 2 years, and I was the third guy in both appearances. And I think the only other person that has seen that live is my fiance. She saw me do it last year, and she saw it this year as well.
That is quite a claim to fame. I know we were talking about it, the fact that I think the Drew brothers are part of back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs.
That's
so
incredible.
Phenomenal, though, that you're in that spot. And for you, you know, we get to see batting practice every day, and you are just teeing off this season. Six home runs already matches how many you had last year. Is there anything you did in the off season to maximize your power? Is it, you know, you hit 13 home runs the previous year, so it's just having that full 138 to work with this season?
You know, I worked really hard on my swing this off season, but just trying to keep my mind calm and just go play baseball and have fun. And there's going to be highs during the season. There's going to be lows, but just trying to stay through my approach, and good things are going to happen.
All right, you've gotten to be behind the plate and work with this pitching staff so far, and they're generating ground balls at a pretty good rate. What are you seeing behind the plate lately out of the starters and the relievers for the Shuckers crew?
You know, we kind of struggled for a little bit in Montgomery, but those are going to happen. But our starting pitching and our relievers are doing a great job. They're pitching to their strengths. They're doing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, we're going to have some ups and downs during the season, but we just got to capitalize on those ups and try not to have too many downs.
How big is it for you and a confidence boost that, you know, catchers generally, you know, this day and age in baseball, you guys are normally hitting 7, 8, 9 down there in the bottom of the lineup, which is great because we certainly have productive catchers here. But how much of a confidence boost is it to see your name, you know, DH, 4-hole hitter, 5-hole hitter right there in the center of the lineup?
I try not to look too much into that. I just try to go in there. If I'm in the lineup, just go do my job. If there's runners in scoring position, try to get them in and just get the next man up and try to get on base.
Well, I have to say that that approach has been working out for you so far this season, and I'm excited as we continue along for the long grind. I know it's hot today, so I'll let you go, but thanks so much for a few minutes of your time today, Jackson.
Thanks, Garrett, for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Jackson Reitz with the Biloxi Shuckers. When we come back, we'll have lineups and first pitch. All of that as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Yeah. And welcome back on the Shuckers pregame show at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, where the Birmingham Barons and the Shuckers finish off their season series, at least in the regular season. The Shuckers and Barons playing six games in Birmingham at the end of April. The Shuckers dropped five of the six, but now looking for revenge if they can sneak out a win today. Would capture at least this series, and each team would have won at their own respective ballpark. Well, here is the lineup that both managers have set out today on this Sunday afternoon affair. For the Barons, 13-19, fourth place in the North Division. They're currently seven games out from the leaders in the Tennessee Smokies. As Justin Jersley, his lineup goes as follows. A little bit of lineup tinkering for him today. Jose Rodriguez, the second baseman, leads things off, followed by the DH, Tyler Desloney. Alex Destino, the first baseman, bats third. Rowdy Reed, the catcher, in the cleanup position. Right fielder Craig Dittolo, one of the Hoosiers out of Indiana. Homeward late in the ballgame yesterday, bats fifth. The switch hitter, Jagger Rusconi, left fielder, follows behind him. DJ Burt, third baseman, bats seventh. He's having a really nice series so far. Burt, another hit yesterday, is now 6-for-14 in the series with a couple stolen bases as well. J.J. Muno, the shortstop, bats eighth. He came in as a position player at the mound yesterday. He is slotted back in the starting nine today. And Ian Dawkins rounds out the starting nine playing center field as they send Caleb Roper to the mound today. 0-2 with a 7.48 ERA as Roper started on Tuesday. They walked a six batters across those four innings. So the 26-year-old right-hander looking for a bounce-back performance this afternoon. Now for the Biloxi Shuckers, they're 15-17 in the South Division, and still just two games out because the Blue Wahoos just keep on winning. They have taken the first five games from the Rocket City Trash Pandas, who have fallen out of first place. Again, they came in the Southern League league best 18-9 record on a Tuesday. They are now 18-14 with the Blue Wahoos over 500, a two-game lead over both the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits, who the Biscuits have lost six in a row. So they went from winning six in a row against the Shuckers to losing six in a row. Here they're playing the Smokies, who won seven in a row. And this is Mike Guerrero's lineup on this Sunday afternoon. Again, pretty much the same lineup, except one change at the bottom of the order. Sal Frilly playing center field. He bats first, the Milwaukee Brewers' number one prospect out of Boston College. Right fielder Joey Weimer bats second, another home run yesterday. He's got four of his seven home runs against the Birmingham Barons this season. Second baseman Felix Valerio had a two-run blast last night as well. And again, there is guys all over this lineup who had home runs. Five total home runs coming from five different players. Valerio's got two home runs in this first five games of the series. Thomas Dillard, first baseman, switch hitter, bats cleanup. Jackson Reitz, who Garrett Green caught up with in the pregame interview today, he's the catcher batting fifth. Brent Diaz, the designated hitter, follows him batting sixth. Tristan Lutz, left fielder, bats seventh. Again, playing left field. His return from the development list yesterday, reaching base four times, driving in four, including a home run and an RBI double down the third baseline. So Lutz looking to continue that here today. Cam Devaney, the shortstop, bats eighth. And Jason Coca, the third baseman who was transferred from AAA Nashville yesterday, comes and joins the Shuckers. He was on the bench yesterday, was available, but did not appear in the ballgame. Played some games last year for the Shuckers. Really, he played at three levels last year, Wisconsin, Biloxi, Nashville. He started off in Wisconsin, made an appearance in Nashville. And with Freddie Zamora going on the injured list 2 days ago, the Shuckers needing another infielder, and that's who they have recalled from Nashville. Another familiar face as well, making his 2022 season debut. It is Noah Zavalis out of Acton, Massachusetts. He's one of the Crimson Tide out of Harvard, Ivy League guy, and Zavalis started 22 games last year for the Shuckers. 5-7 record with a 4.40 ERA. He is the starter today. Victor Castaneda is going to follow him. Kind of a piggyback start because Zavalas hasn't, you know, pitched at any levels so far this season, so he's just getting back into. We'll see how far he will go in this one. But the Shuckers looking to win their third game in a row here today. And with that, it's time for our pick to click here this afternoon as we welcome back in Garrett Green. Well, Garrett, yesterday, your pick clicked phenomenally. Let's try to do that again today.
Well, let's see. And I'm going with the guy hitting leadoff today, Sal Frelick. He didn't hit a home run yesterday, so he might have gotten lost in the box score a little bit. But he did get a pair of hits in the game yesterday. And really, you feel like, not taking anything away from the great defensive play of Joelky Cespedes, but you feel like Frelick had a good chance at a three-hit night last night. And so I am taking Sal Frelick as my pick to click today. Well, really going out on a limb there.
Yeah, it's really ironic, Adolf, because you asked me, you said, who are you going to pick? And I was thinking of picking Sal, but I'm going to go away from there. I'm going to go to the three-hitter today. Felix Valerio mentioned he had the home run that got the Biloxi Bombers off and running yesterday in the seventh inning. Valerio had the two-run home run that scored Sal Frelick, who led off that inning with a single. And then really, Valerio, I think, again, is going to continue to perform. And so I think that's my guy who I'm going to pick today.
All right. Well, before we get rolling any further, why don't we go ahead and take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
And back at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Again, Felix Valera, my pick to click. Garrett Green going with Sal Frelick. Just some numbers, too, on Felix, as well mentioned. Had his second home run of the series, hitting .350 in his last five games. But, I mean, the Shucker is having 17 hits yesterday. That will help you, as Noah Zavalas has a little pep in his step this afternoon. He's making his return to MGM Park as the Shucker has run out from the first base dugout. They got the blue tops on, white pants. Let's have a Sunday fun day here in Biloxi, Mississippi. We'll step aside here for the national anthem and see you on the other side for the first pitch here on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up! Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
On a Sunday afternoon at MGM Park, it is the series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. A very pleasant good afternoon, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into today at 15-17 on the year. As for the Barons, they are 13-19 on the season. Here is the starting lineup for Birmingham today. Leading off, the second baseman, Jose Rodriguez. Tyler Nezloni follows him as the designated hitter, and Alex Destino at first will hit third. The cleanup man is the catcher, Rowdy Reed. Craig Dietolo out in right. Jagger Rusconi, the left fielder. Switch hitter will bat sixth. DJ Burt at third. J.J. Muno, the shortstop, in the eighth spot. And rounding it all out is the center fielder, Ian Dawkins. They go opposite the right-hander, Noah Zavalas, making his debut for the season for the Shuckers. Last year, he went 5-7 with a 4.40 ERA. Now the Birmingham Barons are led by second-year manager Justin Jersley. Shuckers are in their royal blue jersey tops today. They have white trim, white names and numbers on the back of those blue jersey tops. They wear the white pants, and they have on the black caps today. As for the Barons, they are in their road grays today. They have Birmingham in black block lettering arched across the chest. Black numbers on the back of those gray jersey tops outlined in red. They have on the gray pants with a black stripe down the side, and they wear the red caps with the black bills today. So the right-hander Noah Zavalas on the mound for the first time this season for Biloxi after he appeared in 22 games with the Shuckers last year. Here's the first offering to Jose Rodriguez, and it's hit in the air, left field line, but that will go foul for a strike, and we are off and running today at 1:07 p.m. here in Biloxi. So Rodriguez stands back in. The right-hander Zavalas kicks and fires, and an 0-1 breaking ball is a little inside. The count is one ball and one strike to Rodriguez. Well, it is a warm one today, 86 degrees at first pitch. Plenty of sunshine, not really any clouds in the sky over the ballpark. As the 1-1 is lifted in the air, third base side, foul ground, Yason Coca, first chance for him. As he gets to the warning track and foul ground over at third, he reaches up and makes the catch, and Jose Rodriguez is retired on three pitches to get the game rolling.
Well, here is how the Shuckers line up defensively behind Zavalas, mentioned Yason Coca. We started though in the outfield left to right, Tristan Lutz, Sal Frelick, and Joey Weimer. There was Jason Koch at third base, Cam Devaney, Felix Valero up the middle, Thomas Dode at first, and Jackson Reitz doing the catching.
First pitch is fouled back by Tyler Nezloni for a strike. It is 0-1. So for Noah Zavalas, the 6'1", 180-pound right-hander, 25-year-old, acquired in a trade with the Seattle Mariners in 2018, part of the Domingo Santana-Ben Gamel trade, as this misses inside for a ball, and it's 1-1 to Nezloni. Last year with the Shuckers, Zavalas was really the stalwart for this rotation, 1-1. And a curveball is high and outside, and the count is two balls and one strike to Nezloni. Zavalas first in the Southern League in strikeouts last year. He had 121. He also led the league in innings pitched with 120 and two-thirds. The 2-1 and a breaking ball. Nezloni slices it in the air. That'll go foul into the seats. And the count, two balls and two strikes now to the designated hitter. Zavalas also led the league in whip and games started. He had the third best batting average against among qualifiers, .248 for the season. Right-hander peers into the DH, Nezloni. And the 2-2. This is high and away. The count is three balls and two strikes down to Nezloni. Scouting report on Zavalas. He throws a fastball, a changeup, a curveball, a slider, and a cutter, which he refers to as a bullet pitch. The set and the 3-2. And a curveball is again fouled off by Nezloni. And so the count will stay full to the designated hitter for the Barons today. Nezloni, a 327 hitter this year. 28th game with Birmingham. 11 doubles, 3 triples, and 6 home runs. Zavalas over his head, the 3-2. And this is skipped out to second. Waking back on it, Valerio down to a knee, up quickly, and he fires to first to retire Nezloni. A nice backhanded pick, even going to the ground for the second baseman, Valerio, to stay with it. Two gone with the bases empty, and Alex Destino, the hitter.
Well, not an easy play for Felix at second base, and it's got a little extra spin on that last bounce for him, and that's when you could kind of see it kind of ate him up a little bit, but sliding down to a knee, making the backhanded play, you know, knowing he's got time playing second base. Perfect play by him.
So now the offer to the left-handed hitting Destino, and it's in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. Calling the balls and strikes today is Tom O'Neill. Ben Fernandez is over at third, and Dexter Kelly, our crew chief, rounds out our third man, our three-man umpiring crew. He's at first. The 0-1. And a whiff and a miss. Give him a changeup. And the count is 0-2 to Destino. Destino, a .286 hitter this year, 25th game, 5 doubles, 3 home runs, 13 driven in. Left-handed hitter, back in the box, relatively up towards the plate, relatively straight up and down as the 0-2 is low. Threw that same breaking ball, and this time Destino held off. The count is 1-2. Destino in this series, 4-for-15. With 4 singles, he's driven in a pair, walked 3 times, and struck out 4. Zavalas, the 1-2 pitch. And that is on the inside edge for a called third strike. Welcome back to the Shuckers, Noah Zavalas. It's a 1-2-3 first inning, punctuated by a strikeout. We move on to the bottom of the first. It's the Barons nothing, and the Shuckers coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning, Birmingham Barons held off of the board in the top of the first. So here is the lineup that Mike Guerrero has put together for the Shuckers today. Leading off is the center fielder, Sal Frelick. Joey Weimer follows him out in right. And Felix Valerio at second is hitting third. The cleanup man is Thomas Dillard. He's at first. Jackson Reitz, the catcher, bats behind him. And the designated hitter is Brent Diaz. He's in the sixth spot. The left fielder is Tristan Lutz, Cam Devaney at short, and a recent addition to the Shuckers roster, Jason Coca, makes his AA debut for the season over at third. They go opposite the right-hander, Caleb Roper, 0-2 this year with a 7.48 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. So here's Frelick from the left side. Right-hander Roper winds and fires. On the first pitch is a fastball dotted on the outer edge for a strike to Frelick. It is 0-1. Well, second time that we have seen Caleb Roper in this series. 6-foot, 195-pound right-hander. Deals a breaking ball that Frelick bounces foul past J.J. Reimer over at first. Coach for the Shuckers. He's been their first base coach, and he's also celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday, J.J. For his birthday, I hope he doesn't get hit by a pickoff throw. The 0-2. And Frelick hits this in the air foul. It stays at 0-2 to the center fielder.
I think he wants a Shuckers win as well. Yeah. Mixed a little over both of those things in there.
You know, Mike Guerrero over at third gets to give the high fives to guys as they come by, and they're coming down the line to home plate as the 0-2. And Frelick spoils it, so we'll do it again at 0-2 to Sal. I haven't noticed if JJ does anything at first base. You're not. I know sometimes in the big leagues, guys will high five their first base coaches. Maybe if the Shuckers hit a home run today, we'll keep our eyes on it.
Yeah, it's got to be like a no doubter, though, in order to do that, I think, a lot of the time.
Yeah. Shuckers hitting 5 home runs last night. A lot of them were no doubters. The 0-2. And Frelick watches a breaking ball down low. On the count of ball and 2 strikes for the Shuckers center fielder. The Shuckers launching a franchise record 5 home runs last night. Part of a 13-3 victory. Frelick waits from the left side. The 1-2. And that is low and away. Good eye on a changeup fading away. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, for Roper, this is his 7th appearance of the year. It is his 6th start. Last time out against Biloxi, 4 innings, gave up 3 runs. The 2-2. And Frelick takes high with a fastball. The count has run full now to Sal. Over those 4 innings, 3 runs on 3 hits, but 6 walks and 3 strikeouts for the right-hander. Roper sets, and the 3-2. And Frelick, a busted bat bouncer out to second. Rodriguez scoops and easily sidearms to first. Frelick retired after a long at-bat. Needed 8 pitches, but he's the first out in the inning.
Well, here's Al in the Birmingham Barons lineup defensively this afternoon. Starting the outfield left to right, Jagger Riscone, Ian Dawkins, and Craig Titolo. Around the infield, DJ Bird at third, JJ Muno, Jose Rodriguez up the middle. Alex Destino at first, and Rowdy Reed doing the catching.
First pitch breaking ball is low and outside to Weimer for a ball. It is 1-0. Weimer hitting 290 this year in 32 games. The 1-0, and he swings through an inside fastball. It is 1-1. Finishing up on Roper, only other time he pitched against the Shuckers this year, he lasted just 2 innings. He gave up 2 runs on 5 hits. One of them was earned. As the next offer in, Weimer fouls it straight back, breaking ball on the inner half. And so the count is 1-2 now to Joey. Roper from the first base side of the rubber, the 1-2. And a breaking ball, a lot of bend, but it misses inside and maybe low. And so the count evens up at 2-2 to Weimer. Scouting report on Roper, he throws a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. Native of New Orleans. The set and the 2-2. And a fastball's hit in the air back of home, and I'm guessing over our heads out of play. And so the count stays at 2-2. And a reminder that foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. If your windshield took a foul ball or any other kind of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. Another 2-2 to Joey. And a breaking ball is hit hard on the ground, and it skips over the glove of Burt and out into left field. That should be a base hit for Joey. And it is. Hard hit ball that took a leap, and Burt was anticipating it at one spot. It got up to another, and Joey is on.
Yeah, and Weimer ran through the base. He had no idea that had gone past Burt at third base. He's happy, though. Another first at-bat hit for him.
He's on base now for Felix Valerio. He's starting to heat up in this series. The set and the offer. And Valerio takes a fastball that pops the mitt of Reed for a strike. It is 0-1. For Valerio, he's now 7-for-20 in this series with 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, and a couple of walks. He's also stolen 4 bases. And a throw to first, Weimer dives back in on the first pickoff attempt by Roper. Remember, Joey was picked off in the first inning yesterday. He is taking a little bit of a larger lead. Almost 3 full steps for the 6-foot-4 outfielder. Roper, the 0-1. That's down in the dirt. Reed has it skid into him, and he has it dribble away just to his left. Not far enough away for Weimer to advance, and the count is 1-1. So good news for Valerio. 350 if you're looking at it in this series. Homered in two of the last three games. The 1-1. And a fastball, little low and outside. The count, two balls and one strike to the second baseman. For the season, Valerio now has his average up to 280. Four doubles, a triple, five home runs, and 17 driven in. Roper, the 2-1. And a good slider at the bottom of the zone for a strike. And the count is now 2-2. A little bit of cloud cover offering some faux shade to the field. Cool things off a little bit today. There is a little bit of a breeze slightly fluttering in from right. 2-2, and a curveball is down low. And so the count has run full to Felix Valerio. No score. Shuckers and Barons here on the bottom of the first inning. Joey Weimer at first with one gone. Thomas Dillard waiting to hit next for Biloxi. Righty Roper spins and throws, and Weimer has to scramble back to the base, but he is in there safely at a full dive. You can tell Joey is trying to reclaim the stolen base lead. After Valerio's stolen four bags in this series, he is now tied with Joey with six steals. One gone. And Roper the 3-2. And Valerio fouls it straight back. So the count will stay at three balls and two strikes to Felix. Well, for Roper, he went to high school at Archbishop Hummel over in Metairie as a pitcher and a center fielder. Then he went on. Started his college career at Arizona, transferred to San Jacinto Junior College, and ultimately landed at Tulane. As a 3-2 is a called third strike in the knees, and Valerio with a wag of the finger at home plate umpire Tom O'Neill, but he's down looking for the second out.
And Valerio, you don't see him strike out too many times either. Another shucker, he said, has a really good understanding of the zone. Tom O'Neill punching him out, though.
The two gone, Weimer on first, and now it's Dillard. Roper brings the first one home. And a fastball outer edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. Thomas Dillard is probably the hottest hitter for the Shuckers in this series. He's 7-for-16 with three doubles, a home run, and seven runs driven in. The kick in the 0-1. And another fastball on the outer edge for a strike. And the count is 0-2 now to Dillard. Dillard has scored six runs as well. He has walked six times and struck out just twice. Also has a stolen base this week. Waits from the left side here. Weimer on first, the 0-2. That's way high and outside for Roper. The count is now 1-2. Dillard really starting to find his stroke when we were in Montgomery last week. Obviously had the home runs in back-to-back games and drove in six in that span. 1-2 and a breaking ball is nubbed up the first baseline foul. And so the count will stay at 1-2. Batting average now up over 200 on the season for Dillard. Batting average has been the problem. On base percentage has not. 382 OBP for Thomas Dillard. Spin and a throw over to first, and Weimer has to dive back in with his right hand to the base. First check with Dillard batting for the right-hander Roper. He's being forced to stand out there and bake in the sun for a little while. About to throw his 26th pitch of this inning. Two gone, though, 1-2, and a fastball is outside. And so the count is now 2-2. Last day game that we will play here at MGM Park, and if you are the Shuckers, and really if you're either one of these teams, the goal is to get your defense into the dugout as fast as possible. 2-2 is looped back foul. And so the count stays at two balls and two strikes to Thomas Dillard. The longer that you can make a pitcher stand out there with his shadow essentially underneath his feet as the sun is at its apex right now as we're at about 1:30 this afternoon here in Biloxi, the better it is for your guys. No one is sitting back for the Shuckers, though. They're all on the top rail. The set and the 2-2 again. And Dillard takes low and inside. And so the count has run full to Thomas. So the Shuckers have had three of their first four batters work a full count. And the one who didn't was Weimer, and he was in a 2-2 count when he singled. Two gone, Weimer at first, he'll be released. The 3-2, and Dillard strikes out swinging on an inside fastball. So two strikeouts in the inning for Rupert. He gets around the single. And as we head on to the second, we're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Barons. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Welcome back to MGM Park. No score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons as we head on to the second. Right-hander Noah Zavalas coming out for his second frame of work. He will get 4-5-6. Reed, Didolo, and Rusconi. Well, this doesn't happen very often these days, Thomas. We actually have a second between now and the start of the half inning. Normally we're coming back from break with the pitch clock, and it's all right. Two pitches have already been thrown, and we missed it.
That's true.
Zavala's 14 pitches in the first inning. 9 of them were strikes. Good to see for Noah back, and we'll see if this is going to be his second or third inning of work. We'll find out if he gets more than two frames after he was assigned to the Shuckers yesterday from the Arizona Complex League Brewers. So here's Rowdy Reed from the right side, the pitch. And Reed hits this high in the air, but that's going to be foul. Foul ball, home run for Reed. And it is just strike one to the catcher.
Well, I think the good telltale sign is whenever someone starts to get warming up, because usually the starter would start to warm up in the top half of the inning when the pitcher is out there.
Yep. The set and the 0-1. And a fastball is off the plate. That's one ball and one strike to Reed. Reed this season against the Shuckers has appeared in 6 games. He's 7-for-21, the 1-1. And he swings through a curveball for a strike. The count is 1-2. Two doubles, a home run, 4 RBIs, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts for the former Washington Nationals farmhand, Rowdy Reed. Zavala's hands over the head, the 1-2. And the fastball is outside. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Reed. Reed and Reed, obviously, both formerly in the Nationals organization, but they never really overlapped on their climb up the ladder. They're both ultimately making their major league debut with the Nationals, and now each in a new organization. Zavala sets at the chin, and the 2-2. And a swing and a miss on a curveball. Second straight strikeout for Zavalas. So one gone as Craig Didolo comes to hit.
A couple breaking balls there from Zavalas and Reed lunging at them down and away. And I think that's what Zavalas saw in the previous swing and a miss. So he said, let's go back down there again, see what happens.
So now it's Dietilo from the left side and the first pitch. And a changeup is inside for a ball, 1-0. Well, Zavala's faced off against Birmingham just once last year. Remember, he was slated to start our second game in Birmingham as the 1-0. And that skips in. Two balls and no strikes. And then ultimately, that game was rained out, made up as part of a doubleheader, and then the Nashville Sounds needed a pitcher. So he went up to Nashville for the opening week of the minor league season last year, ended up not pitching there. The set and the 2-0. And a curveball falls in for a strike. It is 2-1. Zavalas told me he was packed for Birmingham in May, and he ended up in Toledo. Very different weather. The set and the 2-1. And that is lined out to left field towards the gap. That'll get down and roll all the way out towards the track, but it's cut off by Lutz. Runner is going for second. Here's the throw. The tag is not in time, and Dietilo slides in with an opposite field double. Third two-bagger of the year for Dietilo. He's the first man on base for the Barons, and he's in scoring position with one out.
We've seen so many balls like that go out into the outfield grass, in which the Shuckers outfielders have been able to throw a number of runners out last two or three series or so. We had a couple outfield assists by Weimer and Mitchell in Montgomery. Lutz, really good throw back in, but Dietilo just sneaking back in to the base.
So look back to second for Zavalas, and the pitch to Jagger Rusconi. That's hit in the air. High skies, we'll see how it's played. Lutz is coming on, and he reaches out off his left shoulder in shallow left field and makes the catch for the out. So Rusconi is retired on one pitch. Two gone in the inning, and DJ Burt the batter.
Well, that's exactly what Noah Zavalas meant before, or needed before something could try to snowball here in the Barons. You know, I think it's important for them, too, to try to get that first run today. You know, yesterday, they just fell behind way too many runs too early. You know, they're around 5-0 in the middle innings then, and it's really tough to overcome them.
Man on second in a scoreless game here in the top of the second inning. The right-hander Zavalas sets and his first offer. And Burt hits this in the air to right field, but Weimer has it measured. A few strides over and a casual one-handed grab. And Zavalas works around the one-out double in the second. 1.5 in the books on a Sunday here at MGM Park, where we're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Barons on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi tee presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bottom of the second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. It'll be 5-6-7. Reitz, Diaz, and Lutz. The 3-2 up for the Shuckers here is the right-hander Caleb Roper out for his second frame of work. And the first pitch, Reitz swings through it for a strike. It is 0-1. So Roper had to throw 29 pitches in the first inning. 18 of them were for strikes. The set and the 0-1. Coming outside, 1-1 now to Reeds. And for the Shuckers in that inning, full count ground out, 2-2 single, full count strikeout, full count strikeout. Zedan the 1-1. And Reeds fouls this off. It goes skipping between the legs of Reed. The count is now 1-2. Jackson hitting 300 this year. This is his 19th game with Biloxi. Four doubles, six home runs, and 15 runs driven in. Right-hander Roper, the 1-2 pitch. That is high out of the hand. And so the count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Mentioned it in our pregame interview with Jackson Reitz, but his six home runs have already matched his total from last season between two levels in 79 games. The set and the 2-2. And a breaking ball. He swings and misses for a strikeout. Three straight Ks for Caleb Roper. One on an elevated breaking ball, and with one gone, it's Brent Diaz. Shuckers have gotten a little bit of a power surge in this series. We're coming into this series, they were last in the Southern League in home runs. They have made up some of that ground. The set on the first offer, and Diaz checks his swing. Cannot hold all the way as they check down to Dexter Kelly, and he says Diaz went. It appeared he did. And that is strike one to Brent. Diaz a 197 this hitter this year in 19 games. 0-1. And a breaking ball misses inside. The count is one ball and one strike to Brent. Four doubles, four home runs, and 12 RBIs for Diaz. He is one home run away from matching his total from last season. The set the 1-1. This is fouled straight back. And the count is one ball and two strikes. And, you know, I have to wonder, Thomas, for some guys, if that really comes from the fact that this offseason, between the 2021 and the 2022 season, was the first normal offseason guys have had maybe since 2018 into 2019, as the 1-2 skips in. So the count evens up at 2-2.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, guys are gearing up for 2020, but then you're just kind of having scrimmages if you're invited to go to the training site and guys who are up in Appleton for the Brewers, and but still you're not facing other teams getting that competition in.
2-2, and Diaz hits this high in the air, but playable in left unless the wind carries it. Rusconi has his spot, comes on, and makes the catch off his left shoulder, one-handed for the out. Two gone, and Tristan Lutz will be the hitter.
So that's why I think it's different when obviously playing a pretty much a full season last year, and then you're able to learn throughout that season, take that into the offseason and try to gear up again. You know, obviously having spring training is huge, and
the fact that the minor leagues unimpacted by the now forgotten lockout, as the first offer to Lutz is a curveball at the knees for a strike at his 0-1. Yeah, minor leaguers, actually a lot of guys I think got to the spring training complexes earlier this year because they knew they'd have access to everything. 0-1, that's down low. And the count is one ball and one strike to Lutz. No scores, Shuckers and Barons here in the bottom of the second inning. Two gone and the base is empty. Lutz the hitter. Right-hander Roper is 1-1. That is low and outside. Two balls and one strike to Tristan. Lutz obviously the big night last night, 3-for-4. With his double in the eighth inning, he ended up a triple shy of the cycle last night. Single, double, home run, walk, and did have a strikeout mixed in. Four runs driven in for Tristan. The 2-1, and a curveball is low. Three balls and one strike to the left fielder for Biloxi. I remember talking to Ethan Small, and he was saying, I'm getting down to Arizona in February. And there are a lot of guys who are in the Brewers organization who they've ended up just moving to Arizona. That's where they spend the offseason. 3-1, bouncer up the middle. Long run, no one's going to get it as it skips out into center field, and Tristan Lutz with another hit. So it's a two-out single, and it brings up Cam Devaney.
Well, we saw Jose Rodriguez early in the series had a couple of those base hits that were squeaking up through every single side of the infield. But Tristan Lutz, I mean, sharp pick, ground ball up the middle, and good effort by Rodriguez and Muno, but again, perfectly placed.
So man on with two gone, and Cam Devaney the batter. Right-hander Roper sets. And his first pitch on a fastball is over outside for a ball, 1-0. Looked like it was on the outer half of the plate, but it is called a ball. Lutz a couple of steps for his lead at first in the 1-0. And Devaney drills this in the air. Right field side, Didolo tracking it near the bullpen. He'll reach out and make the catch just before the hill. And Devaney fouls out the opposite way. So the Shuckers, another single, but nothing comes of it in the second. We move on to the third. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the Barons. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Start of the third inning, scoreless between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. Here in this finale, J.J. Muno will lead it off. We'll take you through the next couple of innings up here in the broadcast booth. Here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. You said Noah Zavalis back on the hill. His first appearance in 2022 season. J.J. Muno for the left side shows bunt and taps it foul towards the on-deck circle. Jason Coca, the third baseman, wasn't in on the grass. We'll see if Muno will attempt to try it again. It looks like Coca is in line with the base, about a step away. And Tom O'Neill having a word with Muno about something. Muno going over towards his dugout, maybe has a cut or something.
I think maybe when he reached for that ball, he might have had something happen to his finger on the bunt attempt.
Trainer out. And now Justin Gershley walking down from the third base coach's box.
And it looks like he's got a cut there on his pointer finger on his left hand. So they're just going to have to come out and wipe it away, bandage it up.
That's what always happens in basketball as well. It's always the ironic thing sometimes in basketball when it's like, that's not my blood. It's a, you know, they see it because obviously in sports you can't have, you know, someone bleeding like that.
Can't just be bleeding on everybody out here.
That's when in basketball you see baseball, it's a lot easier to find out. It's like, yeah, that's my blood. You know, you don't have the close contact like basketball would, but I think it's always the ironic part sometimes. And then guys checking his elbows and fingers and he's like, no, man, that's not my blood. And they finally find the culprit. Here it's Muno's blood all the way as Zavalis just throws a few warm-up pitches here.
What was it the other night? Celtics and Bucks series. Giannis Antetokounmpo had a gash above his eye that he was knocking down shots and was still bleeding.
Zavalis is 0-1. And a breaking ball, Muno hits well in the air, deep right field. Weimer feeling for the fence. He's at the warning track, chases it down, right on the edge of it for a loud first out. I'm sure Zavalis, a Celtics fan, may have been watching that game. Celtics and Bucks tipping off in about 45 minutes or so.
a requirement if you're from Massachusetts? You're automatically a Celtics fan?
I mean, you're both Boston.
That makes sense.
Then. Ian Dawkins. First pitch, breaking ball, down and away for a ball. Well, Zavalis is from Acton, Massachusetts. Went to Acton Boxborough High School. It's out to the west part of Boston. And a breaking ball looped in the air. Right center field. Weimer chasing it and on the run makes the catch. Him and Sal Frick both were there to make the play, but a little bit easier for Joey. And Zavalis now retiring the last four.
Like you said, Frelick was in the neighborhood, but that ball slicing away from him. Weimer is running into the path of it. And again, for Joey, 6'4", but he is very rangy and very speedy out in right field.
Jose Rodriguez watches the slider down and away, 1-0.
Did you ever think you'd be able to talk about Boston and the Northeast as much as you have for a Southern League team?
This is a 1-0. Sinks low with the changeup, too. And I was just going to say, I'm sorry, Garrett, I'm just from up there. So
no,
I'm giving you all the geography lessons that you may have never known.
No,
so.
And I love learning about it.
There is a 2-0. It's down and away 3-0 to the leadoff man, Rodriguez. Two outs, nobody on here in the third.
But the number of New Englanders on a Biloxi-based team is...
Yeah, I mean, we got, three guys from Massachusetts? Four? Sal from Lexington. We had Sean Burke yesterday. It's a 3-0. It's a fastball outside corner called strike.
Well, and two guys from Connecticut.
Devaney from New Hampshire. Incident hit from Connecticut. Right around my part up there is 3-1. Chopper third base side. Back in it. Stabbed by Coca. Sets his feet. Throws across the diamond. And Zavalis continues with some stellar defense behind him. It's a 1-2-3 top of the third inning. After 2.5, we're still scoreless here in Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the third inning in Biloxi. Shuckers and Barron still searching for their first runs. A scoreless tie game right now. Shuckers do have two hits, a single in the first by Weimer and a two-out single by Tristan Lutz last inning. It'll be Jason Coca making his Shuckers debut in 2022. As a switch hitter from the left side lines it right up the middle, but right at J.J. Muno, the shortstop. Had to move just one step to his left. Coca sat down, one away. Now Coca played in five games last year for the Shuckers, so this is his sixth overall now with Biloxi, a span over about a season. As first pitch fastball to Sal Frulich, top of the order, called strike on the outer half. Caleb Roper
Three strikeouts on the day so far for him. And the 0-1 big bender down and in. The shoe tops, it's 1-1. With nobody on, one gone. Shucker is looking to secure the series win today with a victory as the 1-1 Frelick swings through. 1-2. The last homestand, the Shuckers split against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Swept by the Biscuits just after that. Lead them to here. 1-2. It's down in the zone with the fastball. Frelick watch it all the way in. It's 2-2. Have to go back to the Mississippi Braves series. As a 2-2 high. Trying to work the curveball upstairs. 3-2. Shucker started the season 7-1, winning the first two series. 3-2. And Frelick rifles it down the third base side out of play. The count remains the same at 3-2. Zhao, 2-for-5 yesterday. Grounded out in the first inning to Rodriguez at second. Roper set, 3-2, and Frelick pops a foul behind home plate. And the battle continues. Well, Frelick worked a 8-pitch at-bat in the first inning. This will be the 8th pitch in the at-bat coming up. 3-2 again. And a breaking ball called strike 3 as Frelick twirls out of the left-hander's batter's box. That's Roper's 4th strikeout, 2nd batter he's got looking today. And 2 up, 2 down in the 3rd. Joey Weimer, the right-hander. First pitch, curveball, smacks it high in the air, down the left field line, and it is out of here for a home run. Joey Weimer having himself a homestand here at MGM Park. That's his 4th home run of the homestand. 5 of his 8 home runs this season against Birmingham. And the Shuckers with a 1-0 lead in the 3rd.
Well, he got all of it. The only question was whether it was going to be fair or not, and he tucks it inside of the foul pole, and Joey Weimer delivering on expectations.
He does not disappoint. 2-for-2 day for him as Felix Valerio takes the first pitch for ball 1. Roper looking to come back here as a fastball below the knees, 2-0. Well, back-to-back innings now that Roper is allowed a 2-out base hit. Lutz singled in the 2nd inning. Stand in the yard, though, as a 2-out the knees called strike. It's 2-1. Infield back all the way around, 2-1 is a fastball high and in. Valero ducks a little bit, 3-1. Valero struck out looking on a pitch he thought was low in the first inning, and a 3-1 called strike. Counts full, 3-2 now. And the payoff home. As Valero reached forward and punched the fastball foul behind home plate. Having to protect on the outer half. Reed was set up on the outside corner. Maybe thought tried to go with the wipeout slider, but going with the fastball that time because Roper had just put one out in the outside corner before. 3-2 breaking ball muscled up in the air first base side out of the concourse. A fan able to knock it down, but ended up not getting it, unfortunately. Looked like a goaltender out there. 3-2. As Valerio hits in the air. Center field, Dawkins. sliding to his left and one in. Makes the catch and straight away center field to bring a close to the third inning. But Joey Weimer, his fourth home run of this homestand, gives the Shuckers a 1-0 lead after three, as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Noah Zavalas now has a lead to work with here after Joey Weimer solo home run down the left field line, his eighth of the season. Shucker is with a 1-0 advantage as we enter the top of the fourth inning. Zavala is starting to work his way. Second time through the order against the Barons. Tyler Desloney, Alex Destino, and Rowdy Reed. 2-3-4 in the lineup. As Desloney from the left side, Zavala kicks home. First pitch, swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying. Right in front of our camera on the camera well, first base side. Well, luckily, it hit the netting high up. He didn't go over the top of it towards the stands. So Desloney retrieves the piece of lumber. Doesn't go back to the dugout. There's some sticky stuff. Instead, he'll just keep it on him again. 0-1. As Desloney fans on the inside pitch, it's 0-2. Zavala so far, that was his 36th pitch of his outing, now through three-plus innings. Good spot for him as the 0-2. Fastball in the hands, pop foul behind home plate. So the battle continues. But again, Victor Castaneda supposed to follow here, Zavala. Still no signs of him getting warm down the right field line. As the 0-2, breaking ball, Desloney chops foul first base side. Which is a good sign, maybe thinking that they'll just use the two pitchers today. Hopefully that's a perfect world for Mike Guerrero. As he tries to catch some shade up in the first base dugout. Hot and sunny day here in Biloxi is the 0-2. Down the first baseline again, foul. At least the Shuckers have the white pants on the day, blue tops. Zavalas is matching blue spikes as well, the 0-2. And a fastball runs high. 1-2. One, two, home as Desloney slaps it. Opposite way into left center. It dunks down for a base hit. Frelick was on the chase. Ends up dumping in front of him.
And as Loney aboard, leadoff single. First time today the leadoff runner is on for Birmingham. Well, before that, the only man reaching was a Craig Dietolo double in the second inning. So Des Loney leading off at first. Alex Destino, another lefty, first baseman. As he takes a changeup. Down and away, 1-0. Well, Destino having a good 2022 so far, hitting .286. Five doubles, three home runs, 13 driven in. And the 1-0 home is hacked on and missed. First strike, it's 1-1. Casino's 4-for-15 on this road trip. And a throw to first base. As Loney back in safely. Destino registered just one at bat yesterday. He walked three times as pinch inside almost hits him as he cuts out of the way of it. He's ahead 2-1. Dillard had a three-walk game earlier in the series as well. Two nights ago for Thomas, reached base five times. Zavallis 2-1. As Loney goes, breaking ball missing high. Throw down a second, and he swipes it in time. Reaches throw was just the third base side of the bag, and so when Devaney went to go tag him, as Loney able to sneak in there. That is Nez Loney's first stolen base of the season. He's at second base, nobody out. 3-1 to Destino. As down and in, ball four. He walked him. So it's Zavallis who faced just one above the minimum in the first three innings. Allowing the first two-man reach here in the top of the fourth inning. Shuckers 1-0 lead. A home run. Last half inning by Joey Weimer. Catcher Rowdy Reed. Trying to tie the ball game up here. Tying run in score position. As curveball high. Just above letters for ball one. Rowdy didn't play yesterday. Most teams carry a number of catchers, so able to alternate every other day. Zavallis glances back to second. It will spin that way. No throw, but Shucker's bullpen starting to come to life here. Looks like it's J.D. Hinson. 1-0. Is down and away with a slider. Reed thought about it. Well, that was the pitch that Rowdy chased after in the first at bat back in the second inning. Struck out swinging on back-to-back sliders like that down and away. Reed learning from that first at bat against Zavallis. Ahead on Noah, who comes set 2-0. A breaking ball down and away. 3-0 here. Again, first three innings, Zavallis threw 34 pitches. Now climbing up to 48, so over his average. 3-0. And a fastball. Paint on the outside. Black called strike to the right-hander Reed. It's 3-1. Well, Rowdy originally a ninth-round draft pick in 2016 by the Atlanta Braves. Braves playing early this morning near the NBC game today. 3-1 and a fastball down and away. Ball four, Rowdy walks. So So bases are loaded as Nick Childs pops out from the dugout. And with that, we'll take 10 seconds for station identification here on the Bloxy Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
At MG Park, Shuckers 1-0 lead in the top of the fourth inning. Noah Zavalis, who is picture perfect through three innings. Lead off Singleton Desloney, Alex Destino, and Rowdy Reed back-to-back walks. So the bases are loaded for the Birmingham Barons, and Craig Didolo, the right fielder, will step into the left-hander's batter's box. Somebody who is extremely dangerous at the plate to deal with when you talk about a guy who can go the other way with power. Had a home run late in the game yesterday in the ninth inning. And first pitch to Craig. Check swing down and in, lays off on the breaking ball. Nowhere to put him here. With nobody out on the frame, the 1-0. And a breaking ball, Didolo. Home run hacking. Swings and misses, 1-1. There's fastball inside, 2-1. Well, Didolo, who didn't really find his power stroke until his senior season in Indiana. He was drafted in 2016 by the Pirates in the 34th round. Opted to go back for his senior season. 2-1, and a breaking ball. Yank foul on the ground. First base side as it pinballs its way up the bleachers. And the Saints 2-2. Then during his senior campaign, hit 19 long balls for the Hoosiers. This surpassed his previous 3 years combined. So far this season, Tito, 8 home runs and 104 at-bats. Up there in the Southern League ranks, 2-2. As Tito takes the called strike 3. 88-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside edge. Zavalis gets a strikeout. He desperately needed his third today. And a huge first down in the fourth inning. And now out comes Mike Guerrero, the Shuckers skipper. And so he'll take the ball from Noah Zavalis. And so pitching change underway here at MGM Park. Zavalis in his 2022 debut goes 3 1/3 innings. Responsible for all three men on the base pass. So we'll be back here at MGM Park. We'll let the new hurler warm and get to the numbers on him. On the other side of the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 14th for Girl Scouts Night and a chance to see the one and only Amazing Tyler perform during the game. Get to the gates early to receive a free Shuckers team poster presented by Mealy Printing. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
First pitch from J.T. Henson to the switching outfielder, Jagger Rasconi, is fouled back to the screen. Zavalas done after 3 1/3 innings. Bases loaded. Again, one out. Top of the fourth inning. 1-0 Shuckers lead. As Henson from the third base side of the rubber. And a fastball zips inside. It's 1-1.
Well, for Henson, this is his 10th appearance of the year. 1-2 with a 6.23 ERA. Two holds this year. 13 innings he's given up. 10 runs, 9 of them have been earned on 17 hits. He's walked 2 and struck out 12.
1-1 as Rusconi pops it foul, third base side out of play. Counts 1-2. All this season, Henson has come in, allowed 1 out of 4 inherited runners to score. He's got 3 on the base paths right now. And the 1-2. Fastball sails up and away at 91. Count even 2-2. Rusconi flied out to left field his first at bat in the second inning. Henson runs to the signs again. Now gets it from Reitz, the catcher. 2-2, and Rusconi hits it well in the air down the right field line, but it's pulled foul. Just past the Shuckers bullpen down the right field line. Is to note the wind is blowing in today off the Mississippi Sound. As you can see, the third base side here at MGM Park. 2-2, and a fastball Rusconi pops it their way again out of play. With a Cloud 7 skybox. Nasloni over at third. Destino at second. Rowdy Reed at first. A single and then back-to-back walks by Zavalas before he struck out Didelo. What ended his outing today. He threw 56 pitches his first time back. 2-2 in Rusconi. Sends in the air. Shallow left center field. Frelick coming in. And Lutz makes the catch. Cuts in front of him. Throw home is high over Reitz's head. And so the run comes in to score. And has learned to tie the ball game at 1 in the fourth inning. Well, both Destino and Reed also advancing 90 feet closer to home. So the runners on second and third with 2 outs.
And that's tough right there. You know, the runner's probably scoring anyway. Lutz with a very strong arm out and right, but unfortunately, because it sails over home, that lets the runners advance 90 feet.
So DJ Bird, chance for him. Take the lead here. Base hit would score 2. First pitch just off the plate outside of DJ for ball 1. So 1-1 tie game, top of the fourth inning. And the 1-0 on the outside corner called strike. So that run that scores goes to Zavalas. And he's still responsible for the 2 men out there. It's the 1-1s right foot back to the screen. 1-2. On Bird, who is 6-for-14 on this road trip, has driven in 3. Chance to drive in RBIs 4 and 5 as well. 1-2. And fastball high as Reitz pops up from his crouch. 2-2. Again, Destino at third, Reed at second with 2 outs, the 1-2. And a fastball foul back. So they hand the ball off from one native New Englander to another, J.T. Henson from Greenwich, Connecticut. Count 2 balls and 2 strikes on Burke as he pops it first base side out of play again. DJ flied out to right field and deep right center. 2-2 again, and Burt fouls it off first base side. Well, starting to become an expensive at bat here. Another foul ball. And Henson steps off, wants to run through the signs again with Reed as he motions back to home plate. Now they both agree. And the 2-2. Down and away, trying to bury a breaking ball. Now Burnt didn't chase after it. J.J. Munoz, the eight-hole hitter, is on deck. Free spot over at first base here. Mars on second and third. 3-2. Bouncing ball hits off the hand of Henson. Valerio from the shortstop side of the bag makes the play, and he got him. And Burr was just ejected as well. Now Dexter Kelly was at first base, and Burr threw down his helmet, and then Kelly ejected him. So the good news is the Barons do tie the game on a sacrifice fly from Jagger Risconi. We'll have to have a new third base. We'll find out who it is after 3.5. We're all square at one on the Bloxy Shuckers broadcast network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Shuckers look to get a run back after the sacrifice fly from Jagger Risconi at the top of the fourth inning. Tied the game at one. Weaver got the Shuckers on the board with a solo home run in the third inning. Only Thomas Diller, the switch hitter from the left side, against the right-hander Caleb Roper in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch home, and Diller takes it downstairs for ball one. Well, some housekeeping work after DJ Burt was ejected in the last half inning after he grounded out. And a 1-1 curveball is high, 2-0. It is Lenin Sosa over at third base. Guessing he was projected to have an off day, but now called into duty here. 2-0, and Dillard swinging on his shoes that time at the 2-0, but it was a changeup down and away from Roper. And a 2-1. Fastball 90 miles an hour is low, 3-1. Well, Dillard this series hitting .438, 7-for-16 coming in. Four of those seven hits going for extra bases as a 3-1 fastball at the knees called strike, 3-2. Three doubles in the home run yesterday. I don't know if it's still landed yet either. That was 422 feet. As he swings at a curveball up and away for strike three. He's down on K for the second straight at bat. That's five strikeouts now for Caleb Roper. And one out, base is empty. Jackson Reitz, the batter. Infield back all the way around for the Barons. And first pitch, a high strike call. Rancher struck out swinging his first time against Roper. Change up low. Below the kneecaps, 2-0. Moritsu spoke with Garrett Green in the pregame saying it was second time he's been a part of three home runs in a row as he sends a deep fly ball out to left field. Rusconi just in front of the wall. And that one sneaks out for a home run. Oh, wow. Just the right of the foul pole, the 325 sign. Rusconi was looking like he was going to make a play on it. And Jackson Reitz, his third home run of the series, and the Shuckers' second of the day, gives him back a 2-1 lead. Well, the ball just continuing to fly out of MGM Park in this series. The Shuckers, with a franchise record 5 yesterday, they already have 2 today. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch popped up right side of the infield by Brent Diaz. Destino in on the grass. Cam Sutter makes the catch. Few steps in. And two away. It just shows the power and the pop that Reitz has from the right side, but still, I think just because the ball continued to curve as he pulled it in the air, that end up carrying out. So Tristan Lutz with two outs, nobody on. Bottom 4-2-1. Shuckers lead now. Some sidewards movement on the changeup from Lutz, called strike. The bottom part of the zone. Well, Lutz singled back up the middle in the second inning. And the 0-1. As a breaking ball grounded up the middle and through into center field. And Lutz now perfect 2-for-2 start for him today. He is now 5-for-6 at the plate. And another two-out single for Tristan. So he's at first base. Two gone here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers now 5 hits against Roper. First pitch, fastball up and in for ball one. And, you know, Roper's a better outing from him today than what he had on Tuesday. He was just unable to find the zone too many times. 6 walks he had, has yet to walk a batter today. As the 1-0. Well struck into left field. Rusconi jogging back, and this one gets out for a home run. This time it's Cam Devaney with Lutz aboard. A 2-run blast doubles the Shuckers' lead. It's 4-2.
Well, the Shuckers are playing home run derby again today. As Devaney launches another one, and what can you say? They're seeing the ball very well over these last couple of days.
Must be something in the water down here, I think, Gary.
Yeah, must be.
So now a 4-1 lead. Second home run on the half inning as Jason Coca takes the fastball down in the zone. I know when we were calling the Mississippi State game earlier this year, there was the 9-run inning as well. As fastball down and away, 2-0. We have been on the call for some really big innings, and it's bound to happen. 138-game season. As a 2-0, back picked by Reed, the catcher, 3-0.
And that Hunter Hines home run to straightaway center field. I know you haven't forgotten that one.
Oh, yeah. 3-0 to Coca, taking all the way. A fastball to knees, 3-1. Yeah, I mean, that's where Dillard to Hunter Hines, you know, that was the first game that I broadcasted, and you said, if you hit one out to straightaway center, you got some sheer pop. As 3-1 drilled up the first baseline, foul. Counts full. And then sure enough, you know, seeing Dillard's home run yesterday, I mean, my goodness. And that's why you see a freshman kid from Mississippi State and Hunter Hines hit it out there and bang it off the batter's eye. I know we talked about, you know, it's metal wood, the difference, but still 3-2. And Coca takes a called third strike on the curveball from Roper. So he bounces back, starts and ends the inning with a pair of strikeouts, but two home runs mixed in between the Shuckers. Now a 4-1 lead after four on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
After the three-run bottom of fourth inning, the Shuckers with a 4-1 advantage down the Birmingham Barons. Nash Walters into the ballgame for JT Hinson. I'll tell you all about him. Thank you for the next few. Here is Garrett Green.
All right. Thank you so much, Thomas. So it'll be J.J. Muno at the bottom of the order. Check swing, appeal to first. Ben Fernandez says no swing. It's a ball one to Muno. Well, for Nash Walters, this is his 11th appearance of the season. 1-0 with a 5.84 ERA. To set the 1-0. Fastball inside at 93. Two games finished this year. Nash does have a couple of holds, 12 and a third innings, 8 runs on 10 hits. He's walked 6 and struck out 16. Opponents hitting just 217 against the right-hander. 2-0 when a check swing doesn't matter, called strike on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer edge. And it's 2-1 to Muno. So after hitting 5 home runs yesterday, Biloxi already with 3 through the first 4 innings, the 2-1. And this is at the knees for a strike. And it is even at 2-2 to Muno. Walters in a 2-2 count. The righty deals. And a swing and a miss. He tied him up with an inside fastball at 95. First strikeout for Walters. One gone and Ian Dawkins the batter. Well, you know, the irony is that today is the one-year anniversary of the Biloxi Shuckers' first ever nine-inning no-hitter, May 15th, 2021. It was a Saturday night here in Biloxi. First offer, and that's at the bottom of the zone with a fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Ethan Small, Zach Venero, Nathan Kirby, and Matt Hardy. Four pitchers combining for the no-hitter. 0-1, slow bouncer. Third base side, Coca on, gloves chest high, and slings to first. Easy enough for the out. Two gone. Lineup will turn back over to Jose Rodriguez. The amazing thing to think about, though, is that the next day, the Shuckers jumped out. They scored 7 runs in the first inning, and yet they gave up 5 home runs in the game, and they ended up winning going away. It wasn't even close. First offer, and that is inside for a ball, 1-0. Luis Contreras also came one strikeout shy of tying the franchise record for most Ks. He struck out 11 in four innings of work in the lone appearance he made here in Biloxi. Appeal down to first on a check swing, no offer for Jose Rodriguez. And the count is 2-0. Shuckers leading it 4-1 here in the top of the fifth inning on a Sunday. Mighty Walters deals, and this is skied out into right field. Weimer back a few steps, now on, reaches up, and makes the grab to retire Rodriguez. And Nash Walters, a 1-2-3 fifth with a strikeout mixed in. Halfway home on a Sunday. Shuckers now leading it 4-1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Bottom of the fifth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Birmingham Barons 4-1. Day is over for the right-hander Caleb Roper, and a new hurler is on. It is the right-hander Felix Paulino here in the bottom of the fifth. Paulino will get the top of the Shuckers order. Frelick, Weimer, and Valerio do up as Roper goes four innings today. So here's Frelick from the left side. Right-hander Paulino deals. And the first offer, a bouncer over Paulino, up the middle, ranging over the shortstop, Muno, the throw not in time, infield single, Sal Frelick. That's what his speed can do on a bouncer. He's on base, Joey Weimer.
Here, Paulino's numbers, his eighth appearance, 1-2 with a 5.4 ERA. Walked 16 and two-thirds innings, struck out 18, has walked 7, and in those 16 and two-thirds has allowed 10 runs on 15 hits.
So now it's Weimer, who's 2-for-2 today with a single and a homer. The pitch, and this is scalded, a bouncer foul, third base side. For a strike, it is 0-1. Joey with a single through the left side back in the first, and then a no-doubt home run down the left field line. His last time up in the third, one of three homers hit by the Shuckers today. The set and the 0-1. And Weimer tees off on this one. Left field, at the wall, Rusconi gone. Multi-home run game, Joey Weimer. His ninth of the season. It's a 3-RBI day. And it adds to the Shuckers' lead. They are now in front 6-1. The legend continues.
Yeah, we always hear about the lore that Joey Weimer made of himself down in the Carolina League when he's with the Mudcats. I think Shuckers fans and those around the Southern League will have the same.
First pitch is outside to Felix Valerio for a ball. It is 1-0. So two home runs today for Weimer, and that is now 4 for Biloxi already this afternoon as Valerio hits this one well. Deep to left field, it's gone, back to back again for the Shuckers. Valerio
his second consecutive day with a home run. And in four innings and change, the Shuckers have hit five home runs for a second consecutive day, tying the franchise record yet again. It's 7-1.
I mean, you're just left speechless. The Shuckers haven't gone back-to-back-to-back yesterday, now go back-to-back the next day. Now the only question is, can Thomas Dillard continue that?
So he'll step in as the set and the offer. And Dillard half-heartedly swings through an outside fastball for a strike, 0-1. So, yeah, we told you last night after the seventh inning as the 0-1, Dillard takes high and away, it is 1-1. The Shuckers had not gone back-to-back for home runs in a game since August 16th of 2019, the 1-1. And Dillard trying to match that and go back-to-back again. Swing through an inside pitch, might have caught a piece of it. And the count is 1-2. The right-hander Paulino is 1-2. And that's outside, and the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Valerio and Weimer on back-to-back pitches. As the 2-2 is hit high in the air, don't think this one's leaving the park. Rusconi, coming on a few steps, gets underneath it and makes the grab. And that's the first out here in the fifth inning. Now, I'll have to go back and double-check for sure. But if I am not mistaken, the last time the Shuckers went back-to-back on back-to-back pitches, as they've done twice in the last 2 days, was back on August 9th of 2019 when Cooper Hummel and Weston Wilson hit back-to-back homers. As this is hit high in the air down the left field line, but that one is going to be foul. Over on Dekayevet for Jackson Reitz, and he nearly just homered in a second straight at bat. On your toes today in Biloxi, the set and the 0-1. And Reitz fouls this one, and the count is now 0-2. However, the Shuckers need to match the impressive feat that they did back on April 20th of 2019 when they hit back-to-back home runs twice in a game. The set and the 0-2. And Reitz stretching for a breaking ball low and outside. It's a strikeout. First strikeout for Paulino, second out in the inning. And with two gone, it's Brent Diaz. So home runs today, Joey Weimer with two, Felix Valerio with one, Jackson Reitz with one, and Cam Devaney with one. Set in the first offer, and a changeup is down low for a ball to Diaz. It is 1-0. 7-1 Shuckers now here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The kick and the offer. And Diaz fouls this off. And the count is 1-1. Inning started with an infield single by Sal Frelick. Joey Weimer then hit a two-run homer, and Felix Valerio followed with a solo home run. Got an extra minute here. Looks like maybe a bit of dust kicked up and caught the catcher Rowdy Reed. So home plate umpire Tom O'Neill will dust off the dish. Give Reed an extra moment. Infield plays Diaz to pull. Second baseman Rodriguez more towards the middle. Sosa back behind the bag at third. The 1-1. And Diaz takes inner edge for a ball. The count is now 2-1. Brent is 0-2 today. Popped out to first his last time up in the fourth. And fly to left back in the second. Two gone and the base is empty, the 2-1. And Diaz hits this hard but foul right into the tarp down the left field line. Draws our eye down there where the Barons have a right-hander warming up. Meanwhile, no action out of the bullpen for Biloxi. So either Nash Walters is coming back out for a second inning of work or Victor Castaneda is set to go. 2-2 and Diaz fouls this one off. Might have caught him, might have caught Reed. The count stays at 2-2. Jackson Reitz already in his catching gear, standing on the top railing. I'd be sitting back in the dugout if I were him. He is ready to go. 7-1 Shuckers after a three-run bottom of the fifth so far. The 2-2, and that's low. And outside skips up some chalk in the box on the other side from Diaz. So Biloxi now 10 home runs in the last game and a half. The 3-2. And Diaz watches this low and outside. It's ball four. So the frame continues, and it brings up Tristan Lutz. Well, we were talking about back-to-back home runs. Shuckers had their first instance with back-to-back home runs in their opening series at this ballpark when it opened in 2015, back on June 9th against Mobile. Taylor Green and Tyrone Taylor in the fourth inning were the first players to ever hit back-to-back homers. First offer to Lutz, and he takes high for a ball, 1-0. Tristan, 2-for-2 today with a couple of singles and a run scored. Then they would not go back-to-back again in 2015 or 2016. The set and the 1-0. And Lutz takes a high strike, and it's 1-1 to Tristan. Of course, we talked about August 27th, 2017, at Jacksonville, where Angel Ortega, Javier Bittencourt, and Jacob Nottingham hit three straight homers. 1-1. And Lutz whiffs over a changeup. The count is now 1-2. Shuckers would hit back-to-back home runs on three occasions in 2018. All of them were against Jacksonville. The set and the 1-2. And that is low and outside. It is 2-2. As a matter of fact, when you take a look at the all-time back-to-back-to-back home runs, there was a run there of seven in a row where it was against Jacksonville, teeing off against the Jumbo Shrimp. The set and the 2-2. And Lutz takes high. The count has run full now to Tristan. But again, after hitting five back-to-back minimum home runs in franchise history through the first four seasons of the franchise in 2019, the Shuckers did it six times. Set down the 3-2, and this is hit high in the air, left side of the infield. Muno is tracking it. He'll come on a step and get underneath the pop fly for the out. So the Shuckers end up sending seven men to the plate, but the big runs come from the second home run of the day for Joey Weimer and a solo home run right behind him by Felix Valerio. We move on to the sixth inning. Biloxi a 7-1 lead over Birmingham. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs. Russell,
Russell, Russell. Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Start of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers now leading the Birmingham Barons 7-1. Tyler Nesloni leads it off, and the right-hander Victor Castaneda into the ballgame. Deals home a fastball at the knees for a called strike. It is 0-1. Castaneda looking to work quickly, deals the 0-1. And a slide misses low and outside, 1-1.
Well, we said Castaneda was going to come into the ball game. Didn't know when he was going to come in after a few guys entering.
1-1, and that is pulled way foul, but way over the netting. And out onto 110 or Beach Boulevard for Nesloni.
So it is the first appearance out of the bullpen this season for Victor, coming in 1-2 record, 1.86 ERA.
1-2, weak bouncer, first base side. Dillard gloves it about six steps behind first, easy jog to the bag, and Nesloni's out, 3-unassisted.
Well, Castaneda, who enters today the Southern League fifth in ERA, and third in opponent's batting average, hitting just .171 off of him. 29 and third innings and struck out 31. And we've seen the strikeout totals start to accelerate here as the season's gone on, having 10 his last time against Birmingham.
A six scoreless innings on Tuesday night as Destino weaves through a splitter for a strike. It is 0-1. And the real criminal shame of that was on Tuesday night. It looked like he was in line for the victory as the 0-1. Fastball inner edge for a strike, 0-2. And then remember, there was that five-error, six-run top of the eighth that tied the game at six before the Shuckers won it on a walk-off, 0-2. And a splitter is low. Destino takes, and the count is a ball and two strikes. Seven runs, nine hits, one error for Biloxi. One run, two hits, no errors for the Barons. Set and the 1-2. That is outside. So the count draws even at 2-2 to Destino, who walked his last time up in the fourth. The 2-2, way inside. And so the count has run full now. Castaneda, the 3-2 dealing. Fouled off. We'll do it again at 3-2 to Destino. Rowdy Reed will follow. Shuckers, five of their nine hits today have been home runs. The set and the 3-2 dealing. And that is fouled back again. Challenged him with a fastball, and Destino was right on it. So a great spot for Castaneda to come into the game. As the right-hander in a full count, yet again, at the knees, called third strike, 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Second out in the inning, and the base is empty for Rowdy Reed. So with two gone, it's Reed from the right side. The kick in the first offer. That is well outside with a fastball, 1-0. Castaneda coming into today, third in the Southern League in batting average against. Opponents hitting just .171 against him. To set the 1-0. And a breaking ball is low and outside, 2-0 to Reed. Also fifth in ERA with that .186 earned run average. Sixth in whip, .99. The 2-0. Bottom of the zone for a strike with a fastball, 2-1. Anything under one for a whip is what you're aiming for. That's walks, hits per innings pitched. The set and the 2-1. And Reed gets underneath this one out into left field. Lutz, though, looks like he's got it measured a few steps in front of the warning track. And he makes the catch for the out, and Castaneda into the ballgame with a 1-2-3 top of the sixth. We move on to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Shuckers leading it 7-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Birmingham Barons 7-1. New hurler for Birmingham into the ballgame as the right-hander Edgar Norvaro comes on. And he will face off against Devaney Coca and Frelick here in the bottom of the sixth.
And Navarro making his fourth appearance, has two holds on the season. 2.45 earned average, 3 2/3, three walks, two strikeouts. And again, just one earned run on three hits.
So here is Devaney, who homered his last time up, back in the fourth. The set and the offer, and Cam fouls it straight back for a strike. It is 0-1. So Paulino is done after just one inning. Caleb Roper covered the first four for the Barons today. Shuckers scoring three runs in the fourth and three runs in the fifth. The 0-1. And that's over his head. Breaking ball that got away, and Devaney, as he ducked, lost the batting helmet. Count is one ball and one strike. By the way, final numbers today for Roper. Four innings, four runs all earned on six hits, no walks, but six strikeouts. Devaney back in after the ball over his head. And the 1-1. And there's a breaking ball, and that's hit high in the air. Left field, way out to Kayavet and gone. Cam Devaney with a multi-home run game. It is the sixth homer of the day, and it is a new franchise record for the Shuckers. They lead it 8-1. Positive peer pressure.
Yeah, I think people start seeing other guys. You know, we talk about defense being contagious. I think the power buck is going around. We had the Shuck fever earlier this season. Now it's power fever.
So six home runs today, and the Shuckers are not done yet. Jason Coca, the batter, and he swings over a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Well, remember, the problem for Biloxi when we were in Birmingham was that they just could not get to this Barons bullpen, the 0-1. And Coca bounces this down the first base line, foul. Came in around the handle there. The count is 0-2. So Joey Weimer has homered twice today. Valerio has homered, Reitz has homered, and Devaney has homered twice. The set and the 0-2. And Coca slashes this out into left field, but backing up a few steps, Rusconi has it. The catch is made. One gone, and the lineup flips over to Sal Frelick. Don't go anywhere. Joey Weimer's going to bat in this inning, everybody. And I think that this is turning into must-see TV, must-hear radio for Weimer. The first offer to Frelick. He takes a sweeping curveball that comes over for a strike, 0-1. Sal, 1-for-3 today. Singled back in the fifth, struck out in the third, and grounded out in the first. The set and the 0-1. And Frelick, trying to get in on it, fouls this one off. Might have caught a piece of Reed. And the count is 0-2. You know, I think Frelick is going to end up winning the award for most pitches seen today. Remember, he worked a full count in the first and the third, and then he just said, to heck with it, and singled on his first pitch that he saw in the fifth. Obviously, that did catch a little bit of read as they'll give him a moment behind home plate. Tom O'Neill hand-delivering the baseball all the way to the mound and taking the time to pull out the brush and dust off home plate. And Frelick will stand back in with an 0-2 count. Sound fell behind 0-2 in his first at-bat to lead off the bottom of the first. And worked it full. The 0-2. And he lashes this one on the ground, and it's under the shortstop. Muno out into left field. And that should be the second hit of the day for Frelick, and it is. Back-to-back multi-hit games, and now Frelick is on for Joey Weimer.
Well, Weimer trying to go for the trifecta here. We talk about it as well. He had the solo already in the third inning, a two-run home run in the fifth. Unfortunately, won't get the chance to try to get the three-run home run checked off the list today.
So now the set and the first offer to Weimer. And a fastball low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, for Weimer last season when he hit 27 home runs, he did homer twice in a game on two occasions. The set and the 1-0. And Weimer checks his swing, takes it the bottom of the zone, nods. It was a strike, and the count is 1-1. Last time that he did it was at the very end of last season with Wisconsin on September 17th, had two runs against Great Lakes. Frelick on first, the 1-1. And Weimer takes one inside at 94. The count, two balls and one strike. Joey also a perfect 3-for-3 today. So the batting average pushing up to 307 for the season now. Shuckers leading it 8-1 here in the sixth. The 2-1, and Weimer takes a breaking ball on the outer edge for a strike. And so the count runs even at 2-2. Weimer now with 9 home runs on the year. To join a pretty elite category in Shuckers franchise history if he could homer for a third time today. The 2-2, low and outside, and the count has now run full to Weimer. Remember, Chad Spanberger, 3 home runs in a game last season. The set and the 3-2. And a breaking ball. Weimer hits it on the ground. Backhand fielded by Sosa to second for one. On to first. They're not going to get Weimer. So it's a fielder's choice for Joey. Frelick has canceled out 5-4 on a very good defensive play by Sosa. 2 gone and Felix Valerio the batter. Weimer on first now. Valerio the pitch. And he bounces this foul for a strike. It is 0-1. You talk about 3 home run games. There have been a couple in Shuckers franchise history. Spanberger last season. Corey Ray back on July 11th of 2018 as this is inside for a ball. 1-1. Michael Choice did it back in July of 2017. You want to guess which team it was against, Thomas?
Jacksonville.
Yeah. 1-1, fouled off. And the count 1-2 now. And then Brett Phillips did it for the first time, the first player to hit 3 home runs in a game. In 2016, that was against Pensacola at Blue Wahoo Stadium. The set of the 1-2. And a breaking ball is outside. Paulino thought he'd hit his spot.
That might be the reason why Jacksonville no longer in the Southern League then.
Well, they're playing.
Shuckers chased him out.
Playing Triple A Nashville today, and last we checked, it wasn't going great then either. The 2-2, and a breaking ball, and great bat control there for Valerio as he's able to foul it off. Not going great today for the Jumbo Shrimp against the Nashville Sounds. It's 11-6 heading to the bottom of the ninth inning.
That's not good.
I mean, it's very good for the Nashville Sounds, who are looking to improve to 24-11 on the season. By now, Weimer on first, Valerio batting. Shuckers leading it 8-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Right-hander Edgar Navarro, the 2-2. And this is a chopper up the middle. Waiting back on it, fielded cleanly by Muno. He'll underhand to the covering Rodriguez. And that brings the sixth to a close. But Cam Devaney, it's a solo home run to lead things off. His second of the day, and a franchise record sixth in the game for Biloxi. On to the seventh, Shuckers leading it 8-1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Start of the seventh inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Birmingham Barons 8-1, off and running, trying to lock up a fourth win in this series and secure the series victory. Victor Castaneda gets another run to work with as he comes out for the seventh inning, the second frame of work. Craig Dietolo to lead it off, and to take you through this seventh, here is Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Castaneda, the fourth pitcher on the mound today for the Shuckers, as the righty Castaneda winds home. First pitch up and away for ball one. The power-hitting right fielder, Craig Dietolo, started with Noah Zavalas today. As late time call. Ball came down from the left field bullpen, and Tom O'Neill popping out. Ryan Castaneda was kicking home. Tried once again, and the 1-0, missing away, changeup, 2-0. So Zavala's 3 1/3 innings allowed just one run. Sack fly from Jagger Rusconi. And Castaneda, fastball 92 away, 3-0. Rusconi due up after Dietolo here. He's on deck. Castaneda working quickly, 3-0, and fastball up and away, ball four. So Dietolo walked twice yesterday. Now another here. Reggie Bates for the second time today. 8-1's our score. Barons, which is two hits. Dietolo has one of those. That was a double in the second inning. As now Jagger Rusconi, a switch hitter. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Rusconi shatters his bat as it dribbled down the first base side, foul. As Dillard scooped it up, the broken shard goes out right towards Felix Valerio, who is rolling over. Well, that's one of those you call, that is a straight saw off right there. Rusconi goes to his dugout to retrieve a new barrel. opting for a maroon or reddish one now. Stands back in the left-hander's batter's box. Count nothing and one after a four-pitch walk issued to Dietolo. Castaneda set from just above the belt. And a fastball outside, one and one. Victor came in last inning. 1-2-3 frame for him. Putting a strikeout of Destino. Is 1-1. It's a called strikeout or half. I think it's tough, too, for some of these long half innings that Castaneda has had to sit down in the dugout for. One, two. Is reaching a punch in the air. Opposite way. Slicing away from Tristan Lutz. And it goes into the party deck down there. Count stays 1-2 to Jagger Rusconi. Former pick by the Boston Red Sox out of high school. 1-2 again. And Rusconi takes a call. Third strike outside corner. Castaneda just worked a fastball right on the outer half. And a second strikeout for him. So now Lenin Sosa came in after DJ Bird was ejected. First pitch, curveball high and in. As Sosa just gets out of the way of it. First time Sosa coming to the plate today. Now Bird grounded out in the fourth inning. Just how effective Shucker's bullpen has been. I mentioned Zavala started. Hinson followed. Nash Walters and then Castaneda. As a curveball inside half, call strike. It's 1-1. Hinson got out of that fourth inning. Didn't allow one inherited runner to score, but two of them were left stranded, so he'll take that. 1-for-3. And a 1-1 is whiffed out and missed. Hard slider, 1-2. Now the home run bombardment for the Shuckers today. Resulting in an 8-1 lead on 11 hits. As 1-2, chopper in the hole. Back hit it by Devaney. Throws across his body in the hole as Dillard comes off the base. A base hit for Lenin Sosa. What a heck of an effort by Cam Devaney, the shortstop.
Well, and for Sosa, how do you like that's how he gets to his 11th consecutive game with a hit. Remember, it took a single in the ninth inning to do it yesterday. And coming into the game on a day when he was starting on the bench and already in the seventh, don't have a lot of time to do it. That's normally where hitting streaks go to die.
Yeah. Always tough to try to get in the ninth inning, especially some guys will start to press more knowing that. And first pitch, J.J. Muno rolls over right to Dillard at first. Only play he has is to first. Step on the bag himself, so advances both runners 90 feet closer to home. Will be two outs and runners on second and third here in the top of the seventh inning. Final hitter Ian Dawkins will step into the right-hander's batter's box against the right-hander Victor Castaneda. Got a right-hander warming in the Barons bullpen. No action in the Shuckers. Think Victor's going to go the rest of the way. As first pitch high at the eye level of Ian Dawkins for ball one. Center fielder 0-for-2 today, lined out to right in the third inning. And grounded out to Mason Coca at third base in the fifth inning. 1-0 is pulled on the ground. Coca hits off his mitt and pass to Vaney. It deflected into left field. One run is in, another right behind him. And the Barons get two on the base hit by Ian Dawkins. Makes it an 8-3 ball game. Just an awkward looking play with Coca ranging to his left. As fastball called strike to Jose Rodriguez, leadoff man. And then Devaney, who was going after the baseball, then when it deflected and was going against the momentum. And he tried to recover, but not in time. As Rodriguez fishes fastball down out of the zone, it's 0-2. So runner at first, two outs, top of the seventh inning. 0-2 is the count here on Jose Rodriguez. He's down and away with a splitter, 1-2. Rodriguez hitless this afternoon, 0-3. A little bit of everything, a pop out, a ground out, and a fly out. In the first, the third, and the fifth inning. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Splitter got him. So Victor Castaneda gets two strikeouts in the inning, but a Birmingham does get two runs to inch a bit closer. It's the Shuckers 8 and the Barons 3 at stretch time here at MGM Park. Listen to Bloxy Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi tee presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Taylor Broadway, new pitcher into the ball game in the home half of the seventh inning. Barons get two runs in the top of the inning as Thomas Dillard waves and misses. First pitch fastball up in the zone for strike one. So Broadway replaces Edgar Navarro. Third pitch out of the pen for Justin Jerschley's club as the 0-1. Breaking ball up and away, 1-1. As a pair of former Ole Miss Rebels facing off against each other. Broadway drafted in the sixth round by the White Sox last year's draft. Dillard in 2019 out of Ole Miss. And the 1-1. Breaking ball down the heart of the plate. Called strike. It's 1-2. Broadway pitched on Thursday night. Two scoreless innings as Dillard chases after an off-speed pitch. Down in the zone. Goes down on strikes. First out via strikeout for Broadway. Broadway did strike out two in the two innings. Barons coming out with a 5-3 win. Those were two really important innings. Moshaga Rasconi had a game-saving catch. As Reitz, right-hander, takes a fastball. 95 outer half, called strike. Broadway 1-0 this season. Mirey of 6. 5-for-11, 205. Right-handed hurler. And Reitz chases after a slider down and away. It's quickly 0-2 on him. The 0-2. And Reitz takes it high. 1-2. Reitz has one of the six home runs today, which breaks the franchise record that the Shuckers had yesterday. They tied it, and then Camden Vanney home run. His 1-2 pulled down the third baseline. Stabbed by Sosa, sets his feet. The throw across, though, is not in time as Reitz hustles it out and legs an infield single. His second hit today. And the Shocker is now with 12 hits after they had 17 yesterday. So one out infield single for Jackson brings up the designated hitter, Brent Diaz, who walked his last time. 0-for-2 day for him. Broadway from the stretch. The fastball runs away for ball one. The Shockers, if they hold on to this 8-3 lead, it would result in a series victory for them. Quite some time since they had one of those is 1-0. Ground ball on the ground, all right, to the shortstop. Bruno flips to second, but a wide throw to first forces Destino off the bag. And so the inning will continue here. Left fielder Tristan Lutz. See if Cam Devaney, who's on deck, tries to go for the trifecta. Three home runs today. A Weimer in and Devaney, both with the pair. And first pitch up and in for ball one. Pair of singles, his first two at bats. He's 2-for-3. Fastball 94, sails high 2-0. As Broadway walks around the mound a little bit on the first base side, but with the pitch clock, can't take too long. And the 2-0. Settles back in on the outer half for a called strike. Took something off that time. One is a fastball, 95 down the heart of the plate. Call it strike 2-2. Well, Broadway is now on a 3-2/3 inning scoreless streak. Give up a run in Tennessee. And slider down and away. Lutz lays off. It's full at 3-2. It's the two scoreless innings he had on Thursday night. Barron's emptying the bullpen these last 2 days in Biloxi. 3-2 is high ball four, and Lutz walks. Places two runners on with two gone. So Cam Devaney, a chance here. Lead off home run in the sixth inning. A two-run home run in the fourth. After Lutz had singled with two outs. It's been a theme trending here with guys getting on with two outs in the inning against Birmingham pitching today. First pitch to Cam. And fastball 94. Couldn't catch up to upstairs for strike one, but you got to be thinking. Cam was thinking the same thing. Let me just put it over the left field wall again. Taylor Broadway, deep breath, looks back at second Diaz, and the 0-1 slider down and away, back in it by Reed, the catcher, 1-1. We're talking about when the Shockers had three home runs in a row in the seventh inning yesterday. There have been 10 instances in Major League Baseball history where there were four home runs in a row. As the 1-1, away at 2-1. Which the last one had been, ironically enough, the Chicago White Sox. Obviously, the Barons' parent big league club back in August 16th, 2020. A couple guys that came through Birmingham. And a 2-1, a fastball is blown past Devaney, 2-2. Eloy Jimenez, Yoan Moncada, Yasmani Grandal, and Jose Abreu. Did it against the St. Louis Cardinals.
And it was all four Cuban-born players that did it as well.
2-2. As fastball, call strike three. Bat the letter is in Devaney. Go is down on strikes. So Broadway strikes out two in the inning, also leads two stranded. Well, the Shockers with an 8-3 lead after seven here in Biloxi. The Shockers baseball will continue in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Victor Castaneda back to the hill for his third inning of work out of the bullpen. The Shockers 8-3 lead over the Birmingham Barons in the series finale. As Castaneda will face Tyler Neslone to start things off, he'll be a pinch hitter. And with that, we'll send it back to Garrett Green as Evan Scowl steps in.
Thank you, Thomas. Yep, Scowl pinch hit here as the first offer is bounced foul. And it is 0-1. So Scout, Destino, and Reed, the three due up. Two members of the bench have already come into this game, though, for Birmingham. Remember, DJ Burt was ejected at the end of the third inning as this pitch is a ball. It is 1-1. And so Lenin Sosa had to come into the game. The 1-1. And a rip and a miss at a fastball at 92. The count is 1-2 now to Scout. Shuckers 8-3 leaders in this one. 8 runs on 12 hits, 1 error. The 1-2. And a breaking ball is weakly tapped foul. And so the count will stay at a ball and 2 strikes. Barons 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors. They scored 2 runs an inning ago in the 7th on a 2 RBI single by Ian Dawkins. Castaneda the 1-2. And a whiff and a miss. He can't hold up. There's a sword on a splitter. 4th strikeout for Castaneda, gone, and Alex Destino, the batter. All right, Thomas, let's check in on the big league scoreboard. And we're not going to start with the Brewers. Instead, we are going to start with the Cincinnati Reds. Of course, everyone knows the much maligned Reds had a very rough start to the season. The pitch, and that is low for a ball, 1-0. Well, one of the bright spots has been Hunter Green, who has lit up radar guns and has pitched much better his last couple of times out. The 1-0. Well, that is low. 2 balls and no strikes. Today for Hunter Green, 7 1/3 no-hit innings. But he did allow a run. 5 walks, 9 strikeouts. The 2-0. And that is hit out towards right field gap for Destino. That's going to roll way out towards center, where it is scooped up by Weimer, who is now in center field. And so, a single by Destino. And just the swap for Weimer in center and Frelick now in right. So no changes other than that here in the 8th. Just a different look in the outfield. Rowdy Reed swings to the first pitch for a strike. It is 0-1. But how do you like this? The Reds, after Hunter Green pitched those 7 1/3 innings, gave way to the bullpen. Art Warren came in, got the next 2 outs, as this is right in there for a strike, 0-2 to Reed. So Cincinnati put up 8 no-hit innings today and lost 1-0 to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, boy.
Can't make it up. 0-2, low. And the count is 1-2. A Ke'Bryan Hayes fielder's choice. The only run that scored. Right-hander Castaneda stares in the 1-2. And this is hit in the air, right side, and that will be in the stands and foul. Dillard gave it a chase. And a nice catch on the one-hop by a fan on the concourse. Gallo stayed a ball and two strikes. But yes, Cincinnati throws an eight-inning no-hitter today and takes the loss. Jose Quintana was on the bump today for Pittsburgh. Quintana has been very good for the Pirates this year. Set and the 1-2. And this is fouled off. And so the count will stay at 1-2. Quintana, seven innings, no runs, obviously. Three hits, one walk, and five strikeouts. His ERA now down to a 2.19.
Well, that's what we call the epitome of brutality for the Cincinnati Reds.
Yep. And time is called on home plate.
First team since 2008. Allow no hits and lose. Don't see it very often.
No, you do not.
Almost had one earlier this year as well, though.
Zan and the 1-2. This is hit on the ground foul. And so the count will stay at 1-2.
Remember the Red Sox and Rays? The Red Sox had been no hit for nine innings.
That's right.
But it was a 0-0 game. I think the Rays had two hits maybe.
Yeah.
At the trough. And then Bobby Dalbec had a double because he had the run on second base. The ghost runner in extra innings.
1-2. Outside miss, 2-2.
And then the Red Sox, they went up 2-0, and then I think it was a walk-off.
Kevin Kiermaier.
Yeah, Kevin Kiermaier had a walk-off home run.
Because Kiermaier said he had never hit a walk-off home run in his career.
He said that's always been one of his dreams since a kid.
Yeah, I forgot they threw nine no-hit innings on the front of that. Swing and a miss on a splitter. He finally gets Reed. Fifth strikeout of the day for Castaneda. Two gone and Craig Dietler, the batter. Well, we mentioned it way earlier in the broadcast, but today is the one-year anniversary of the Shuckers' nine-inning no-hitter that they had. Four pitchers combined for it. That's a game Biloxi won 1-0, and there were a couple of players who did not realize that the Shuckers had thrown a no-hitter because there was so much traffic on the bases. First offer is low and inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Ethan Small walked five that night.
Oh, wow.
I think Zach Venero walked one. And then in the ninth inning, I believe that the winning run was at second for Mississippi as a breaking ball is hacked through and missed for a strike. It's 1-1 now to Dietilo. Shuckers leading this one 8-3 in the top of the eighth with the man on first and two gone. But yeah, so Matt Hardy was on for the ninth inning, and he was trying to preserve a 1-0 lead, 1-1. And that is low and inside, two balls and one strike to Dietilo. I think the Shuckers ended up winning something like four 1-0 games last season. Seven shutouts last year, if I'm remembering right. Noah Zavalas had a 1-0 win against the M-Braves in Pearl, the 2-1. That is high and away, 3-1 now to Dietilo. But yeah, brutality for the Cincinnati Reds today.
Oh,
Hunter Green,
man.
7 1/3 no-hit innings, but he allows a run. And the Pirates get a 1-0 win. 3-1, outer edge called strike to Dietilo, and it's 3-2 now.
And which we, former Chattanooga Lookout Hunter Green, too, of course. And
last season.
Yeah.
Of course, Chattanooga was the one team that we did not play last year in an 8-team league. The 3-2, and that is tipped into the mid of Reed's. It's a strikeout. So Castaneda gives up a single but strikes out the side in the eighth. We go on to the home half of the eighth. Shuckers leading it 8-3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Birmingham Barons 8-3. Barons will bring out their fourth reliever of the day as they'll turn to the right-hander, Declan Cronin, here in the eighth.
Yeah, Cronin, 0-1 record, 5.54 ERA in his 13th appearance. One save and one opportunity. Struck out 10 in 13 innings on the mound. Opponent sitting 288 off him this season.
So now it's Jason Coca. Switch hitter from the left side, and the first offer is outside for a ball, 1-0. Shuckers, 8 runs on 12 hits. They've committed one error. Barons, 3 runs on 5 hits. They have not committed any errors. The 1-0. And that is on the inner edge, despite Coca turning back from it. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count is 1-1. Shuckers have hit 6 home runs today, a new franchise record after they set it yesterday by hitting 5. 1-1 is outside, and the count is 2-1. Multi-home run games for Joey Weimer and Cam Devaney. Jackson Reitz and Felix Valerio have also homered as well. The set and the 2-1. And another one that spins back Coca, but that's inside for a ball. It is 3-1. All right, we were talking about Cincinnati and their no-hitter loss today. The set and the 3-1. And that is outside for ball 4. Cronin thought he had hit the outer edge. It is called a ball, and now it'll flip over to Sal Freeland. But how about this? From last night, the Dunedin Blue Jays got a 1-0 victory, so there you go. They struck out 24 of the 27 batters they faced. As Freelich skips this on the ground, underhanded to the shortstop, Munyo, and on to first, not in time. So Freelich with the speed, able to leg it out. 4-6 cancels out Coca. But a fielder's choice, and now Joey Weimer, one last crack at a 3-homer game today. So here's Weimer from the right side. Right-hander Cronin stares in. And the first offer. Weimer takes outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, there are moments you learn over time as a broadcaster that everything else falls away and you just pay attention to what's happening in the box. The 1-0. And Weimer takes, and that's called a strike. It's 1-1. And as someone who's seen two different 3-home-run games, sometimes they sneak up on you without even realizing it. Freelich off at first as Cronin sets the 1-1. And Weimer takes outside. That's all the way to the backstop off the glove of Reed. And that'll be 90 free feet. It'll be a pass ball for Rowdy Reed. Ball number 2 to Weimer. Joey, a single in the first, a solo home run in the third, a 2-run homer in the fifth, and a fielder's choice his last time up in the sixth. Long stare in by the right-hander Cronin, and he's going to ask for Reed to come all the way out to have a mound visit. We're going to chat things over. So, again, back to this Dunedin Blue Jays game yesterday. 24 of 27 batters via a strikeout. They used 3 pitchers to do it. Most strikeouts by a minor league team since, as they describe in the MLB.com article, at least 2005. Came a week after Clearwater struck out 22 in their April 23rd win. That was also against Tampa. 2-1 to Weimer. And he hits this a mile in the air, left field, but playable. Sosa and Munoz. Sosa will call for it. Check that. Munoz will call for it, and he'll make the grab about a foot in fair territory, 30 feet into the outfield grass. And so Weimer with a cloud scraper, but he's out on the pop-out.
I think Weimer, even a big smile on his face as he was walking back to Doug. I think he said to a couple of the guys on the end there, I just missed that
just
one.
Got underneath
just
it.
Just got underneath it.
That was a mile in the air. And now it's Valerio, the set and the offer. And Felix takes a hand-high fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. So, yeah, Tampa this season has had a 24-strikeout game and a 22-strikeout game. All might not be well with the players there in low A for the Yankees. 0-1, Valerio, a bouncer out to his left. It's fielded by Cronin. He will underhand to first after a slight jog, and Valerio is retired. We go on to the ninth inning. Shuckers leading it 8-3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Start of the ninth inning here on a Sunday in Biloxi. The Shuckers 8-3 leaders over the Birmingham Barons, and Biloxi will go to their bullpen. Bring in the new right-hander, Arnaldo Hernandez, to finish this off in the ninth. Hernandez 3-0 this year with a 3.14 ERA, 10th appearance for him. He's finished off five games for the Shuckers in 14 and a third innings. Six runs, five earned on 13 hits. He has walked seven and struck out 20. And it's hitting 2.41 against the right-hander, Arnaldo Hernandez. So Victor Castaneda will not have a chance to go for the four-inning save. He does go three innings. Two runs, both earned on three hits, one walk, six strikeouts. So his ERA moves up to a 2.23 on the season now. As Jagger Rusconi, the switch hitter, leads it off, he'll bat from the left side. Set on the first offer. And that is right over with a fastball for his strike to Rusconi. It is 0-1. Rusconi 0-2 today. Struck out looking back in the seventh, flied to left in the second, and had a sac fly in the fourth. The set in the 0-1. That is down low and in. 1-1. Remember, at the time when Rusconi hit his sac fly, it tied the game at 1 in the fourth inning. Barons would end up leaving two men on base, on ground out by DJ Burt. 1-1. And that is low and inside with a fastball at 93, the count 2-1. Burt was frustrated he didn't come through, so he slammed his helmet down
as he got to first and he was ejected from the game. So Lainin Sosa entered. He is waiting on deck. The set and the offer. Now this is hit out towards left field. Lutz, though, coming on at a stride, and he makes a face-high catch for the out. One gone, and it is Sosa. Shuckers would score three in the bottom of the fourth inning, thanks to a solo home run by Jackson Reitz, and a single by Lutz, and a two-run homer by Devaney. One of two home runs today by Devaney, two for Weimer, and six for the Shuckers. The set and the offer. And Sosa takes a pitch down low for a ball. It is 1-0. Let's check in on the big league crew playing Miami right now. That game is in the top of the eighth inning, and the Brewers lead it 6-3 right now. The 1-0. And a whip and a miss at an inside fastball at 94. The count is 1-1. Brandon Woodruff today, five innings, three runs. One of them was earned. Five hits, one walk, and a couple of strikeouts. Set and the 1-1. And that is inside with a breaking ball. Two balls and a strike now to Sosa. Plenty of home runs for the Brewers. Jace Peterson hit his third. Colton Wong hit his third. And Rowdy Tellez hit his eighth. Set and the 2-1. And this is popped up right side. That'll get out of play foul. The count is now 2-2. Meanwhile, for the Marlins today, Peyton Henry, part of the Biloxi Shuckers last year, catcher today, 1-for-2 with the two RBI single. He's driven in two of the three runs for Miami. Right-hander Arnaldo Hernandez, the 2-2. And a breaking ball is inside to Sosa, and so the count has run full. Crew looking to end up getting a series win for their weekend in Miami. The set and the 3-2. And that is hit over our heads and foul. And so the count will stay at 3-2. Brewers will then fly back home to Milwaukee, where they will start a three-game series against the Atlanta Braves, who they just played about a week ago. Good starting pitching matchup tomorrow night in Atlanta. Freddy Peralta against Ian Anderson. 3-2, another foul ball. And so it'll stay at 3-2 to Lainin Sosa. Atlanta today, they ended up playing the San Diego Padres in that early game. Falls 7-3, San Diego, four runs in the 11th. The set and the 3-2. And a breaking ball is inside for ball four. So Sosa is on for the second time today. First walk for Hernandez. And it brings up J.J. Muno. One of the scores from around the big leagues today. Houston all over Washington, 8-0. Astros looking to improve to 23-12 on the season. As this ball is skied left side by Muno, Coca tracking it towards the tarp. He's going to run out of space. And it is a foul ball for strike one. 23 wins today by Houston would put them a half game back in front of the Angels, who are 23-13 coming into today. Angels currently 2-0 leaders over Oakland. Their game, they're in Oakland Alameda Coliseum, 0-1. And a fastball inner edge for a strike. It is 0-2. Shohei Ohtani, eighth home run of the year. A two-run blast that drove in Mike Trout in the first. The only scoring so far in that one. Angels are playing really good baseball. Set in the 0-2. And a swing and a miss. Muno goes down on strikes. So two going in the inning. Last chance for the Barons is Ian Hawkins. Shuckers leading it 8-3 here in the ninth inning with a man on first and two going. Right-hander Hernandez sets and the first pitch. And that is hit up the middle and into center field, a base knock. Bobbled out in center by Weimer. He will recover, though, make a strong throw to third, and so no advancement for Sosa as he holds up at second. So nearly an error on Weimer, but he recovers quickly enough in center. And runners on first and second. The lineup flips over to Jose Rodriguez. The Brewers coming into today with a 2.5 game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals. They do not play until 6 o'clock this evening. They are Sunday Night Baseball. It's the San Francisco Giants. Carlos Rodon on the mound. Adam Wainwright on the bump. We're St. Louis in the game tonight. Here's the set and the offer. And that is low and inside for a ball, 1-0 to Rodriguez. Checkers leading this one 8-3 in the top of the ninth inning, just trying to push this one to the finish line. Man at second is Sosa. Man at first is Dawkins. Right-hander Hernandez with two gone, the 1-0. And that's hit high in the air, left field. Who's going to get it? Devaney Coca. Devaney calling. He reaches up, and who else would make the final out? But Cam Devaney, who hit two home runs today, part of a franchise record, 6 home runs for the Biloxi Shuckers as they win the game and win the series against the Birmingham Barons. Final score today, Biloxi 8 and Birmingham 3. Well, what an offensive display the last 2 days by the Biloxi Shuckers as they pound out 11 home runs. They end up winning 3 consecutive games to close out this series against the Barons and get a series victory, something they had not done since their second series of the year against the Mississippi Braves. The Shuckers finished the homestand well enough. And the man who helped lead the charge today, none other than Joey Weimer. He hits 2 home runs, and he might say, no, don't talk to me. Talk to Cam Devaney, but I think that Thomas Zinzarella will be insistent enough. Weimer with a multi-home run game. It was Weimer with 2 home runs, Valerio with a home run, Cam Devaney with 2 today, and Jackson Reitz with a home run for a 3rd consecutive day. So final numbers today for the Shuckers, 8 runs on 12 hits. They committed 1 error. For the Barons today, 3 runs on 6 hits. They did not end up committing an error. The winning pitcher in this one, it's likely going to end up being JT Henson. Noah Zavalas did not pitch enough to end up getting the win. Yeah, Henson gets the win. He's 2-2. Caleb Roper takes the loss. He is now 0-3. All right, well, Joey Weimer has been coaxed out of the dugout. Let's send you down to the field. Thomas Zinzarella standing by.
You're here with the Shucker slugger, Joey Weimer. Joey, another 2 home runs for you today. You've got 5 in this series now, 6 against the Barons this year. Is there just something different when you match up with this Birmingham team?
No, I think it's just, you know, feeling good, getting my swing down, and just being on time.
Well, you guys yesterday had 5 home runs, which was a franchise record, 6 today. Home runs coming from all over the place. Is the home run power just contagious sometimes?
We have Shuck fever.
Well, you heard it from Joey Weimer. Shuck fever. Thanks, Joey.
Thank you.
All right. Joey Weimer calling back to the Brent Diaz Shuck fever, not as maybe enthusiastically as Brent, but certainly came away with a home run. And this is what's great. Weimer, as soon as he's done with the interview, he walks over and be there signing autographs for a minute. Shuckers come away with a victory today, 8-3. When we come back, we'll put a bow on this one and get you set for the Shuckers' trip to Pearl. All of that when Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 14th for Girl Scouts Night and a chance to see the one and only Amazing Tyler perform during the game. Get to the gates early to receive a free Shuckers team poster presented by Mealy Printing. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers 8-3 winners today as they hit a franchise record 6 home runs, 2 of them from Joey Weimer, 2 of them from Cam Devaney. And let's run you back through that one. It's pretty much the story from this game. As a matter of fact, if I'm reading this right, Thomas, Shuckers scored all eight of their runs via the home run today. They did not have another run-scoring hit in the contest.
Yeah, I think every run was driven in via the long ball today. Yep. So there you go. And you know, the Shuckers came in, you know, going into yesterday, the fewest home runs in the Southern League. Now it's going to be interesting where they stack up against the rest of the competition, because now they've got 11 in the last 2 days.
Well, they do have 11 home runs, and we'll run you back through this one. The pitching is going to get kind of buried in this game, but Noah Zavalas made his debut today. He goes 3 1/3 innings. He gave up just one run on 2 hits, walked 2, and struck out 3. Shuckers took a 1-0 lead on a solo homer by Joey Weimer in the third. The Barons would end up tying it in the fourth. JT Henson came in with the bases loaded and only one out. Sacrifice fly, but nothing else. And then in the bottom of the fourth inning, Jackson Reitz with a solo home run, his third straight day with a home run. And then Cam Devaney with a 2-run blast, and the Shuckers were off and running. At the bottom of the fifth inning, Sal Frelick with a leadoff single. Joey Weimer then with his second home run of the day, a 2-run shot. Felix Valerio, it was not back-to-back pitches, but it was 2 home runs and 3 pitches as the Shuckers get a solo home run from Valerio, who goes back-to-back with Weimer. And then in the sixth, for good measure, Cam Devaney with a solo home run, his fourth of the year. By the way, second time in his career that Cam has had a multi-home run game. And the Shuckers get an 8-3 victory today and come away with a series win today.
Well, that's the most important thing as well, coming up with that series win and doing it when they were down in the series as well early on, winning the final 3 games, and best way to do it.
Well, when we come back, we'll take a peek at scores from around the Southern League and the Brewers affiliated system, and we'll get you all set for the Shuckers trip to Pearl. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Parky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers 8-3 winners over the Birmingham Barons today to close out their series, but plenty of action around baseball. It is Sunday. And for scores from around the Southern League, we hand you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Yeah, we got three scores final, including ours here. One more still in action. But we'll start in Chattanooga. 7-2 Lookouts winners over the Mississippi Braves. Talk about big innings. They had three runs in the third inning, four in the fourth. And that was really all the scoring. The M-Braves jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Jalen Miller, solo home run. The bases loaded, walk with Miller at the plate. So he got both RBIs today. Well, they would ultimately fall a final score of 7-2 as the Lookouts back over 500, 17-16 overall record. And then we jump up to Tennessee. The Smokies, one of the hottest teams in the Southern League, they win another against the Montgomery Biscuits, 12-5. That is now the eighth win in a row for the Tennessee Smokies. Each team with 11 hits, but the Biscuits with three errors, in which led to nine unearned runs. Jaden Murray, the starter, went four innings, four hits, six runs, none of them earned, and walked three, struck out three. So his ERA lowered in that ball game, but they lost. Six-run fourth inning, a four-run fifth.
All right. This is how fast baseball can turn on you. Montgomery sweeps Biloxi.
Yep.
They improve to 15-11.
Yep.
They go to Tennessee to play seven games because they lost a game against them, and they get a seven-game sweep the other way out of it.
Yep.
They're now 15-18 after today. The Shuckers are a game in front of them.
It is actually crazy. But, yeah, so that's the game. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
That sounds like the game to me.
Jordan Cazar homers, that was the important point today. They did score four runs in the sixth inning, but the game was pretty much – it was 10-1 at that point when they got the runs. And then the one game that is just about getting underway, it is going to be Rocket City in Pensacola, but that's a 4:05 first pitch there. So those are your scores around the Southern League.
All right. Thank you so much, Thomas. All right. Let's go ahead and look at the Brewers affiliated system. We touched on a little bit earlier, but the Nashville Sounds 11-6 winners today over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, despite the fact that Jacksonville got home runs out of former Biloxi Shucker Devin Hairston and J.J. Bleda. Did I read this right? He hit his 11th? No, he hit his 7th home run of the year. Alec Bettinger got the start, and then the Sounds kind of pieced it together. Luke Barker for an inning. He gets the win. And then Josh Lindblom goes five innings out of the bullpen today. Not really a ton to write home about today. Weston Wilson, who, as we mentioned, hit a lot of home runs when he was a member of the Shuckers against Jacksonville. He did double twice today. So Wes with a 3-for-5 day with four RBIs.
West now with six doubles on the season, RBI number 15, 16, 17, or 17, 18, and 19 for him on the season today. Nashville gets an 11-6 win. Meanwhile, High A Wisconsin, they are looking to finish off a win over Quad Cities today, and that game has actually just gone final. The story out of this one, Brandon Kennard, you pronounce the K, and there's a reason for it. Seven innings today, three hits, no runs, a walk, 10 strikeouts. So Kennard lowers his ERA to a 1.34 today. Joe Gray Jr. did hit his fourth home run of the year. It was a two-run shot today. Darian Miller drove in a run when he was hit by a pitch. Tyler Black with an RBI double as well. Black 3-for-5 today, so he's hitting .318 on the season. Joe Gray Jr., 1-for-5. He's hitting .190 on the year right now. So there you go. That is your update for Wisconsin. And at the low A level, Carolina, they have just added on another run in the top of the ninth inning. They lead Fayetteville 10-6 today. So Carolina trying to get out of Fayetteville with a win there. Jackson Chirillo, 2-for-5 today with a couple of RBIs and a run driven in, including a double in the contest today for the Mudcats. And last but not least, the big league crew, they are heading to the ninth inning, 7-3 leaders over Miami today. All right, final numbers in our game. For Biloxi, 8 runs on 12 hits. They committed one error and left 7 men on base. For Birmingham, 3 runs on 6 hits. They did not commit an error. They left 7 men on base. The winning pitcher today is JT Hinson. He improves to 2-2. The losing pitcher, Caleb Roper, drops to 0-3. Today's game took 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,656 on an 86-degree clear day here in Biloxi. With the win, the Shuckers are now a game below 500. They are 16-17, and they win their first series since the second series of the season. As for the Birmingham Barons, they drop to 13-20 on the year. Next up is an off day for the Shuckers, and then we will be in Pearl to take on the Mississippi Braves for a six-game series. The left-hander Nick Bennett is scheduled to start for Biloxi. Left-hander Jared Schuster is set to go for the M-Braves. 6:35 there on Tuesday night, so we're on the air for you at 6:15 from Trustmark Park on Tuesday night. Well, a big thanks to our entire crew for all of their hard work throughout this entire homestand. 6 days is a long time to put on a production, especially with a couple of night games turn into day games. So a big thanks to all of them. Big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella as well. Play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator. Social media, though, has been the one that's worn us out over the last couple of days, to pull home runs coming in bunches. Also down on the sidelines as well. Thomas, thanks as always for your hard work, sir.
Oh, thank you. But I think as long as the Shuckers win, I'll pull 6 home runs
that,
in a game. Then,
that, yeah. You know, Andrew will, Chapman, yeah. Who famously sat in your chair, said, I'll pull highlights every day if the Shuckers keep winning. And we rattled off two 10-game win streaks.
All right. Yeah, so, it's going to happen now. Seven
careful,
more to go.
Be careful what you wish for. As we always say, though, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Sunday. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole contest, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your afternoon. So, for our entire crew, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here in MGM Park. Your final score, the Biloxi Shuckers 8, the Birmingham Barons 3. Back at it again on Tuesday at 6:35 p.m. We will talk to you from Trustmark Park in Pearl. Until then, good afternoon from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
More Boss Tunes cruise by on Cruise and WGCM.